The following is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Okada, touch pass Richie for an open three, knocks it down! Richie Saunders!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. Getting you ready for BYU and Arizona State. Here's your host, Jason Shepherd.
Good evening, BYU basketball fans. Welcome into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Tonight, the 25th-ranked BYU Cougars are in Tempe to battle the Arizona State Sun Devils. That's right, BYU has entered the top 25 after one of the best weeks, if not the best two-game stretch in program history. After dismantling Kansas in Provo last week, BYU went down to Tucson and upset then number 19, Arizona, 96-95. Both wins catapulted the Cougars from not receiving votes last week to landing at number 25. It was also BYU's fourth victory on a row. The win over the Wildcats was most certainly a team effort, but Richie Saunders was amazing. He scored a team-high 23 points, including the go-ahead free throws in the final seconds. Richie's performance was good enough to earn him this week's Big 12 Player of the Week award. Richie also became the first BYU player to win that award since the Cougars joined the conference last year. Congratulations to him on that honor. The Cougars had five players score in double figures. Besides Richie, Cannon Catchings finished with 14, Yegor Demon had 13 and 8 assists, Mawit Mag scored 11, and how about Kaba Keita chipped in with 10 points and 6 rebounds. There are now four games left before the end of the regular season. That obviously includes tonight. After tonight against ASU, the Cougars will host West Virginia. They'll play at Iowa State and then face Utah in Provo on senior night. Now, with a win tonight, BYU would move into a tie for fourth place with Iowa State. That's because the Cyclones lost to Oklahoma State last night. It makes that game next week in Ames rather large. Well, we can worry about all of that stuff after tonight's matchup with the Sun Devils. Arizona State's going to try and even up the regular season series after BYU beat them by 20 points in Provo back on December 31st. If you remember, that was the opening game of the conference schedule for both teams. ASU is 13-14 overall. They're 4-12 in Big 12 play. Now, the Sun Devils are not the same team they were in the first meeting. Their leading scorer, BJ Freeman, has been dismissed from the team. He was averaging 13 points per game. ASU may also be without forward Jaden Quaintance, who left their last game with a knee injury. His status for tonight has not been released yet. I know there are some reports out there that say he is not going to play. There is nothing official. By the time I started this, so I was checking this, when I went on to air, there was nothing official yet from ASU saying that he was going to play or was not going to play. So for the purposes of being official, right now his status up in the air. He is their leading rebounder, plus chips in 10 points per game. So if it plays out that he does not go tonight, that will certainly be a big loss on top of already having BJ Freeman leaving the basketball program. Now, I had mentioned that BYU had five players score in double figures in Tucson. One player who came awfully close was Trevin Nell. He finished with 9 points, including 2 of 4 from three. I asked Trevin how much fun last week was beating both KU and Arizona.
It was insane to be able to, A, beat Kansas the way we did at home in front of our, you know, atmosphere in front of the Rock was super special. And then to take the momentum and go to Tucson and be able to play like the way we did, fight the way we did, and come out with a win, it is super special and just shows the trajectory of this team and the fact that we're hitting our stride at the right time.
Can you think of a better back-to-back stretch for you guys during your time at BYU?
Honestly, this, like, we're on a four-game win streak. I know the next game, ASU is the most important game on our schedule right now. It's going to be the hardest game we played. But this year is special. Like, just the roller coaster kind of a season, the way we've kind of gone up and down, and just the way we've come together, I think, is really remarkable. And it's something that, you know, I'll cherish forever, for sure.
Well, I mean, I remember it wasn't that long ago where we were all still talking about everybody trying to find their rhythm together and all these new faces trying to come together. What has allowed that part of it to progress as well as it has?
Yeah, I mean, like you said it perfectly. We have a new coaching staff. Everybody's new. So many new faces in the locker room. A lot of moving parts. And so the chemistry just took a little bit to, you know, gel well with each other. And then we made a couple of changes, and I feel like everybody's bought into their role. Nobody has an agenda. We're all super excited. You see the bench going crazy on every single shot that's made. And I think it's just everybody playing well for each other, playing as hard as we can for each other. And it all came down when we had our meeting in the locker room. We just kind of told everybody, like, what do we want this season to be? What is going to change the outcome of these close games? Like, how are we going to win close games? And the three things I kind of came down to was play for your brother, have joy in the gym, and play harder than the guy in front of you. And those are kind of the three things that are helping us propel us forward in these games.
One of the great things, you know, is the fact that you guys are getting attention and getting good attention because of the way you're playing. Unfortunately, that there was some negative attention after the Arizona game. And for those that may not know, there were certainly some inappropriate chants being sent BYU's way from some, don't want to say all, from some of the Arizona fans. Maybe not specifically what was said, but just in general, these types of things, maybe not to this degree, you guys kind of have to deal with every once in a while. How do you and your teammates, how have you decided to handle, or how do you handle these types of situations when they come up?
Yeah, the situation that happened with Arizona was a fun, you know, physical match. Arizona is a great team. They're really well coached. They have great players on their team. But when, you know, things come down to it, we're, as a team, going to hold each other accountable. We're also going to have each other's back. So when someone starts, you know, saying stuff that's inappropriate to one of our teammates, then we're all going to kind of rally around him and have his back. But the fans, they're going to do what they're going to do. They like to – it's probably the most rowdy kind of fans we played against, with things getting thrown at us, chants getting said about religion, about us personally. But at the end of the day, like, I feel like our guys – we had each other's back. We were still classy, and we, you know, came out on top of the W. And, you know, nobody wants to lose at home, but I feel like we were able to come out and play our brand of basketball and come away with a win.
Yeah, you guys got the ultimate mic drop. You got the win, and you were able to leave.
Walking out and leaving.
That's right. That's right. All right, so we've addressed that. Let's move on to a lot more positive stuff. You guys didn't come home after the game. You guys stayed in Arizona. And so people can't see this, since obviously is audio, but you are doing this from the hotel, and there's palm trees. It's 8 degrees in the background. This is quite the place to be doing an interview if you're going to have to do one, right?
It is remarkable. We have a little water park here. It's called the Oasis. But it's really cool to be able to, like, a lot of guys went to church yesterday, and then we've just been hanging out. We had practice at the Suns practice facility today, had a really good practice. And then some of the guys are texting right now talking about, hey, should we go play a little volleyball in the water? But this is just, again, how close we've gone. Everybody wants to be together. Everyone wants to, you know, hang out. And I think that's really helping our chemistry, helping our brand of basketball. And when you have close wins like that, and you be able to have a couple of days off where you can kind of reminisce on the win and get ready for the next game against Arizona State, it's really fun. It's really special.
How was Coach Young being back in his NBA environment at the Suns facility?
It was really cool. You could tell, like, it was like a different vibe. Like, he got up there, he was doing the film session, and it was a really cool experience because he was just talking about how he's done a lot of, you know, film sessions with the Suns in the exact same area. But it was a really cool experience. He was really energetic today. Shots were falling, so it was really all around good vibe.
Well, you guys have already faced and beaten ASU this season, and they're going to be short a player or possibly more than that. What's the focus this time around against the Sun Devils now that you're going to be playing on their floor?
Yeah, they're still a really well-coached team. They are really, really talented. They shoot just right behind us in terms of the amount of threes we take, and they do a lot of isolation basketball. So it's going to come down to our brand of defense against their ISO offense, really. But again, like, it's unfortunate that they've lost a couple guys. Again, they went on the road. They beat Kansas State, a really good Kansas State team. And so they're going to come out hungry. They're going to come out ready to, you know, punch us in the mouth, especially after our win against Arizona. So this game is going to be just as important as the last one. And it's, again, going to come down to who wants it more.
When you guys have watched the film, do they look significantly different from the first time you met them, or are they pretty much still the same team, even if the personnel may be a little different?
Yeah, they're really similar to when we played them. They're one of the most dangerous teams, just because you don't know what to expect, right? They've kind of had a bumpy season this year. So, one guy could go off for 40. One guy, could be stepping up for them. So it's going to be a really fun matchup, and I'm excited to be able to play in the Arizona State gym the first time. So it'll be fun for sure for a lot of guys.
There are only four more regular season games left before the
Big 12. Don't even say that. That's crazy.
It's crazy to think that we're already at this point. Can you feel, not just yourself, but within the team, can you feel everybody just sort of zeroing in and focusing in down the stretch?
Yeah, Coach Young actually said it perfectly. He says a lot of guys have been stepping up. We're actually going deeper in our roster now than we did before conference, which is kind of unconventional in terms of going through a season. But everybody's stepping up, and Coach Young said it best where he just said, hey, the only thing that matters is winning. Like, at the end of the day, we're at the point of the season, the only thing that matters is winning. And I think every single guy on the team has bought into that, and every single guy wants us to win. And when it comes down to trying to make a run in the Big 12 tournament, a run in March Madness, the only thing that matters is to win. So I think that's the main thing that we're trying to focus on.
All right, Trevin, I'm going to wrap things up. I want to ask you sort of an off-the-wall question because it has nothing to do with basketball. It's actually a hockey question.
Let's go. Okay, I see the inaugural season right now on your show.
So I'm wearing my inaugural Utah Hockey Club season hoodie right now. And I saw you after one of the games this year. You had the jersey or the sweater on after the game.
Yes, sir.
Were you always a hockey fan, or were you like me, not a hockey fan at all, but when we got a team, you jump in with both feet?
Exactly that. I had no idea what hockey was. And so as soon as we got the hockey team here in Utah, went to my first hockey game with my wife. She's actually a big fan. So when she was in LA, she really liked hockey. And so I was really pumped. And then I was fortunate enough to get a jersey, the Spicy Tuna. I feel like he kind of plays my brand of physicality. So it's fun to be able to support a team that, is bringing a lot of attention, a lot of energy to Utah.
Awesome. Well, we've hit on all the points. We hit on the fan issues at Arizona. We've talked basketball and the matchup, and we wrapped it up with hockey. It's always good to talk to the fan. Good luck to the Sun Devils.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Always good stuff when you get to talk with Trevin Nell. Good luck to him and the rest of the guys tonight as they take on Arizona in Tempe tonight. That's where we will head next. Our courtside conversation with Mark Durant coming right up after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Jason Shepherd with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar Pregame Live, getting you ready for the 25th ranked BYU Cougars and the Arizona State Sun Devils. You will hear him on the call with Greg Wrubell. Mark Durant joining us courtside. He'll get a chance to see it up close and personal tonight. Mark, I'm glad we were able to get you off the course and get you back to work tonight.
It was difficult to pry me away from the golf course. Jason, as you know, I was pretty broken up, not because BYU got in the Big 12, but because I would no longer have road trips to California.
Yeah.
In the middle of the winter. And say what you want about this group of four that came in from the Pac-12, but I'll take Arizona, man. It has been unbelievably nice here. 85, sunny, just gorgeous. So, yeah, this is helping me not miss the West Coast Conference venue so much.
Last week was maybe the best two-game stretch that BYU basketball's ever had. You had just a blowout, dominating win at home over Kansas. You go on the road, and you knock off another ranked team on their floor. The way this basketball team is playing right now, you have got to love the momentum that they are picking up towards the end of the year.
Yeah, I was watching Groundhog Day recently, and he was lamenting the fact that he had to live that day over and over again. He said, I've had some really good days. Why couldn't I live that day over and over again? And, well, I don't have a specific day, but the last about 8 days, I'd like to live over and over again because it has been remarkable. That win against Kansas was an all-timer. And to do that against Kansas in your building, in the Big 12, that was amazing. And then the Arizona game was, I thought BYU certainly could compete, but I know how difficult it is to play a really good team like that at home. And so, I mean, for them to win that game, that just kind of validated that they're really good. They didn't just get hot one night, but this team is gelling and playing really, really good. And so, I love everything about this team right now. I love the depth and the production you're getting from a lot of people. I think most of the guys are on an upward trajectory as far as how they're playing personally. Now, what you want to not do, Jason, is, you've got all that great momentum and good buzz and good confidence and good feelings. You want to just keep that going. And BYU's got a chance and some real opportunities coming up here. And what you want to do is just take care of business tonight. This is a game that I used to just think about as a business game. This is a game BYU should win, given the circumstances and how ASU has kind of been up and down this year. And that's not to say they will win, but they should win. And so you go take care of business. You go do what you're supposed to do and get a win here. And then you move on. And like I said, BYU's got some great things to look forward to.
Well, and we already know that ASU is going to be without Freeman. By all accounts, and I've seen some people that are also there at the game, Jaden Quaintance has not been warming up at all. It certainly feels like he's not going to go, although there's nothing official on that front from the Sun Devils. But by all accounts, it looks like they're going to be down both guys for this matchup tonight. It's like you said, you can't take anyone for granted, but this is certainly a game BYU should go in and win. Got to take care of business tonight, knowing some of the other games that are in front of you.
Yeah, what we're hearing is that Quaintance will not play. And, you know, obviously those are two really dynamic players that you don't have to face. And on paper, that's, you know, really good news as far as BYU's prospects. But I've been around too long, and this conference is drunk a lot of times. And you never, anything you expect to happen doesn't happen, except maybe Houston winning, I guess, is pretty good bet. But And I've seen many times teams that have had this kind of turmoil or injuries, and this is an opportunity for guys. I mean, this is maybe a guy that hasn't gotten a lot of minutes, and like, you know, I'm a good player. I'm gonna take advantage of this, and I have some freedom now to do what I want to do. And who knows? I mean, it could. They're at home. You know, the crowd's going to be in their favor, and they get confident and get going, and they think this is our night. And a lot of adversity a lot of times will bring a team together too. And so, I mean, it could go either way. I mean, a lot of those things could really destroy a team, and it could be a blowout for BYU. But more often than not, I think, you know, guys have a lot of fight in them, and they'll come out ready to go and want to show that they can win without those guys if they have to. And this would be a huge win for ASU this year, that this struggled a little bit to get a team in BYU that just beat their rival in Arizona and get them here. That would be a nice thing to kind of hang your hat on for this season if you're ASU.
Mark, our time's a little bit shorter tonight. I got to let you go, but we'll get it right back to you guys coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks for the insight, as always.
All right, my brother. Talk to you later.
All right, man. There we go. Mark Durant. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Take a quick time out, come back, and wrap up Cougar Pregame Live next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live, here's Jason Shepherd.
All right, that's going to do it for my part here in Provo. Coming up next, it's the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show live from Tempe with Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant. You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside Desert Financial Arena in Tempe, Arizona, as tonight the surging and now nationally ranked BYU Cougars visit the Arizona State Sun Devils. It's the second game of the Cougs' Grand Canyon State Road Swing. BYU playing to sweep the Arizona schools and extend its win streak to 5 games. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Wrubell. With me is my courtside commentary colleague for the last 28 seasons of BYU basketball, the former Cougar hoopster himself, Mark Durant. Mark, when this Arizona road trip began Saturday in Tucson, a split would have been considered an acceptable result, right? Winning at the U of A is a very tall task. Now that BYU got the win over the Wildcats, a sweep is in play. ASU, one of the bottom-tier teams in the Big 12, they have the worst home record in the league in conference play, and now they have personnel issues down two really good players. But the Cougs must now be careful not to let down or ease up, because almost nothing comes easy in this league.
I mean, you've worked so hard to get to this point, and you're winning games, and you're cracking the top 25, and you're talking about the NCAA tournament, and maybe getting a 4 seed in the conference tournament. I mean, you've really worked hard and done some great things to get to this point. What you wanted to make sure is that you don't have those letdowns, you don't stumble, and this is certainly a stumble waiting to happen for BYU if they're not focused, if they're not ready to go, notwithstanding the loss of a couple of players, big-time players for ASU. These are still major college players, and they're at home, and this is going to be a game that BYU is going to have to go out and earn and prove yet again and validate what they've done so far. And I love where this team is right now. I just don't want to see them take any backward steps.
All right, we'll hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from Tempe, Arizona on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Before we hear from the Cougs head coach, let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
All right, coming up at the bottom of the hour, BYU and Arizona State here in Tempe. These two teams last met on New Year's Eve at the Marriott Center. Very different-looking BYU team pulled away after halftime for a 76-56 win. That improved BYU's record against ASU to 20-3 in Provo, but the Cougs are 5-14 against the Sun Devils in Tempe. Last trip here was a winning one. BYU took a 64-60 decision in December of 2002. Travis Hansen led all scorers with 23 that day. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And tonight, Coach Young talks about taking on an ASU team that, although a little shorthanded, is looking for a late second wind after snapping a 6-game slide on Sunday at Kansas State.
They've obviously gone through a little adversity, a little change, and you know sometimes that's that can be good for a team. You know, it gives guys, other guys, opportunity. They play a lot more free. You know, it kind of reminds me of back in the minor league days when, you know, you're getting ready to play a team and their two best players get called up to an NBA team and they got 7 guys and they roll them out and they beat you by 20 because everyone just feels good and they know they're not looking over their shoulder. So, a dangerous team from that standpoint, obviously, as well as a talented team. You know, I think Amir Ali's come in and shot the ball extremely well. You know, he's kind of doubling up his production of late. And so this is a team that's going to want to, you know, have a lot of guys that have something to prove.
Going into that game Sunday, they were without their leading scorer, B.J. Freeman, and they played well. Quaintance had a really nice game going, and then late in the game he leaves, and the word is he wouldn't be able to go tonight. That changes the way that team looks. He's a great young player.
Super talented. Just one of the most unique defensive players in college basketball with his size and his just quick twitch and just his feel, you know, defensively at such a young age. You know, it's really impressive. So hopefully he can heal, get better. Wish him well. But, yeah, definitely changes their team. You know, makes them a little bit smaller, obviously. But on the flip side, it makes them a little bit more dangerous offensively because they now all of a sudden they got a lot of shooting out there. They got, in my opinion, they got multiple perimeter players that could go for 30 on a given night. You know, Stanton's been down a little bit, but he's, you know, he was super highly regarded, you know, recruit coming in. He's got NBA future, and so he's a guy that can get going. And you go down the list, Mason's been really steady for them. Miller can get going. Like I said, I think Ali's a really good young player, shooting the ball well, and so can't take these guys lightly.
Yeah, not a bad three-point team at all. The game at your place, probably better second half than first half. Richie had a great game. You're a different team than you were back on New Year's Eve, for sure. But what would you take from that game that can carry over, you hope, to the second match?
Yeah, we talked a lot about that as a staff. I mean, the main thing from that game was I thought we played extremely hard. You know, the teams are a little bit different. We're different. We're playing, differently, on both ends. With some minor tweaks and so forth, but they're obviously different. I thought in that game what stood out rewatching it was like we were locked in. We played really hard, and that's kind of been the message with our guys.
All right, Coach, good luck in this one, and we will talk to you post game.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young leading us into tonight's keys to the game. Brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball has built Ford proud. Mark Durant, keys for the Cougs at Arizona State tonight.
Well, first, let me say, I think the keys for Arizona State to be in this game is they're going to have to really shoot the ball well from three, which they can do, and they're also going to have to get some offensive rebounds and get second-chance points. So, conversely, BYU needs to keep ASU under 33%. I'm going, because it's a three-pointer, I'm going to say 33% underneath that from the three-point line, and then BYU's got to win the second-chance points like they did at the Merritt Center. If they can do that, it's hard to slow down BYU's offense.
All right, those are Mark's keys to the game. Break time now, and a good word for Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, it's coming up next, live from Desert Financial Arena in Tempe, Arizona, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again, Cougar Nation. We're courtside inside Desert Financial Arena in Tempe, Arizona, for this midweek matchup between the now 25th-ranked BYU Cougars and Arizona State. BYU playing to sweep their two-game Arizona road trip and sweep the season series with the Sun Devils. A win would also give BYU a five-game Big 12 win streak. That would be BYU's first five-game regular season conference win streak since a nine-game run in the much easier West Coast Conference 5 years ago. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and color commentary. Our studio host, Jason Shepard. Coordinating producer, Terry South. Control board operators and editors tonight, Seth Larson and Alec Johnson. Our BYU radio engineering is coordinated by Barry Squires. Well, Saturday night's win at Arizona capped the best week of the Kevin Young era. BYU defeated both Kansas and Arizona. KU at home, Arizona on the road. Two signature wins that propelled BYU off the bubble and firmly into the projected NCAA tournament field. The Cougs now considered a lock by most bracket builders. And Mark, from where BYU was even just a month ago to now, what a job by the staff and these players to essentially start peaking at the right time with Selection Sunday now just over 2.5 weeks away.
Oh, one of my favorite things about doing this is I get to hang out with Greg Wrubell and go to dinner. I don't even have to win a contest to go to dinner with Greg. I get to go to dinner all the time. But one of the things I liked about this season, Greg, is how our conversations have changed over the last month or two. I mean, it wasn't long ago we were talking about, let's just get in that upper half. Let's get a winning record in conference. And then we start talking about, well, maybe we can get the five speeds. Five would be amazing to get in the conference tournament. Now you think, well, maybe we can get that four and get that double bye. And then you're talking about NCAA tournament. We go, oh, I hope somehow we can sneak in. And then it's like, well, we're in. We're locked now. And then you're thinking about, now that we're in, I want to get a good seed so we can actually do some damage in the tournament. So I love the expectations continue to grow as this team shows what they can do. And you mentioned it, the staff and the players all seem to be trending in a positive direction, and this team has looked really, really good as of late, and I hope they can get better.
Coming up next, we'll hear from Arizona State coaching staffer Ty Larson. Heading to this break, a reminder that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues right after this, live from Tempe on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, this is indeed the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. Arizona State was in a bad spot heading into Sunday's game at K-State. Losers of six in a row and then losing leading scorer B.J. Freeman to a dismissal from the team. But Bobby Hurley's group rallied for a low-scoring but low-stress win in Manhattan. But then they did lose Jaden Quaintance to a late-game knee injury, and he will not play tonight, as we will hear now in a conversation with ASU coaching staffer Ty Larson. I talked with Ty about the Sun Devils' current situation down the stretch.
You know, speaking on us first, we've had some, close games that just haven't gone our way. We've been dealing with the injury bug, the sickness bug, kind of had a tough stretch. But, you know, our guys still want to compete and come out, play hard every night. And then speaking on you guys, you know, you're really hot right now, playing well, team's gelling, really deep team. Coach Hurley mentioned that to our guys yesterday in prep. Just, you know, a lot of teams will only play 7-8 guys, but BYU, they play a lot more guys. They're deep at every spot, playing really good basketball right now.
How pleased were you with what you got out of your guys Sunday? Because you go into Manhattan on a six-game losing streak, and now you're down Freeman, and you play a really solid, consistent game and kind of kept that game comfortably in your favor all day.
100%, and it was kind of it was good to see the guys come out there and play for each other. I thought we played really good team basketball, complementary basketball on both ends of the floor. And, you know, played like a team, play hard, and it was a great road win for us.
And then, of course, late in that game, a tough blow, 4:47 to go. Looks like a knee buckled on Jaden and didn't come back. And I guess the word is he won't be able to play tonight.
Yeah, he'll be out tonight, just kind of dealing with some stuff. But, he's the best kid, one of the best kids I've ever been around. He's a hard worker. He's about all the right things and, you know, just a really special kid, but we won't have him tonight.
Okay. So I guess the simple way to look at it is you've got a team that may be down to six guys who've seen a lot of time to playing a team that is running 11 right now. What's the best way to confront that?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. It's a challenge we've had, you know, really throughout conference play, where it seems like almost every night we've been without a guy or maybe two guys, and it's just something we've had to deal with. And, you know, our message to our players has just kind of been, you know, Coach was really clear about today. He's like, hey, at the end of the day, we can only have five guys out there at a time. So, you know, if you're on the floor, just give it everything you've got. And if you need a second, we'll get you a sub. But go out there and play together, whoever's out there.
Okay. And finally, the notion of a second wind with Kansas City just around the corner, a chance to kind of hit a reset button of sorts for your guys.
You're 100% right. You know, we talked about it to our guys the other day. There's always a team that gets hot right about this time, and it can be anybody. And just, you know, the season's not over till you play your last game and go out there and compete and play for one another. And, you know, crazier things have happened. So,
true enough. Ty, thanks for the time. Appreciate
your
chat, and good luck to you down the line.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
You heard Arizona State special advisor to the head coach, Ty Larson, in conversation, and then you heard the end of our national anthem. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the eight-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this, live from Desert Financial Arena in Tempe, Arizona, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
All right, the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant getting you set for BYU at ASU here in Tempe. So we just found out during the break, Mark, that Arizona State, which is down B.J. Freeman, dismissed, down Jaden Quaintance, injured, is now down Alston Mason, the starting point guard tonight. They were only playing eight guys. Now they're down to five. So the five who are going to start tonight are the only five who've seen any major minutes in league play.
Yeah, that's crazy. We had no idea about him. We knew about the other two. But, I think that the Sun Devils need to hope there's not a lot of fouls called in this game because they just have no depth at all. Had it limited to begin with. Now they've lost their three best scorers.
Wow. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get you ready for tip-off. BYU and Arizona State, the shorthanded Sun Devils, I would say, they're a five-man team right now facing an 11-man BYU. BYU plays 11. They're playing 11 regularly. And the Sun Devils will have five with any significant game action tonight. What a setup. More from Tempe next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, so Greg and Mark with you here in Tempe. Well, it took almost two full seasons of competition in the Big 12 for it to happen, but this was the week that a BYU player was awarded a Conference Player of the Week citation. Of course, that player was Richie Saunders, who averaged 22.5 points per game and shot 74% from the field in the wins over ranked opponents Kansas and Arizona. Mark, in a league this good, you have to be incredibly exceptional to win that weekly award. There are so many great candidates every week, and Richie, well, he was worthy of that award this past week, no doubt.
It really is. It's so difficult to win that award in this conference. You have so many good players, but if you can't win it when you drill Kansas at home and make two free throws to beat Arizona on the road and score over 20 points in those games, and I don't know what you'd have to do, but Richie, absolutely deserving of that honor this past week.
All right, tip-off of BYU and ASU coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show, live from Tempe on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
A slip low by Fuse, a pass out to Nell, pull, fire, score for three.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All-Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires, stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust, brought to you by Ken Garf, we hear you, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Cannon Look. Big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching three-pointer.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to meet tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. For the Arizona State Sun Devils, starting at the point by necessity tonight, number 44, Adam Miller, 6'3", a senior from Chicago, Illinois, transfer from LSU and Illinois. At the two, number three, Joson Salmon, 6'5", freshman from Fall River, Massachusetts. At the three, number five, Amir Ali, 6'8", freshman from Little Elm, Texas. At the four, number eight, Bashir Jihad, 6'9", senior from Detroit and a transfer from Ball State. At center, number nine, Sean Phillips Jr., a 7-foot junior from Dayton, Ohio, LSU transfer coming off a career-high 11 rebounds in the win at Kansas State on Sunday. Those are the Sun Devils, 13-14 on the year, 4-12 in league at home They're 5-7 in league at home. They're a Big 12 worst 1-7. Bobby Hurley, 10th season in Tempe, 12th overall is record here. 168-145, 210-165 overall. Mark Durant introduces you now to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, number 3, Yegor Dimon. Freshman from Moscow, Russia. At the 2, number 21, Trevin Nell, senior, North Salt Lake, Utah. Your small forward is Conference Player of the Week, number 15, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior out of Riverton, Utah. Your four-man is number 0, Mawut Mag, 6'7", senior from Melbourne, Australia. And at the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kay Bakeda, 6'9", junior out of Bamako, Mali. That's your starting 5 for the 19-8 Cougars, 10-6 in conference, 4-5 in true away games, coached by Kevin Young, season 1.
Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Earn credits toward your bachelor's degree right in the heart of Salt Lake City. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. Tonight's officials, Ronald Groover, Rick Crawford, and Clarence Armstrong. Groover working his 92nd game of the year. He's one of the busier guys in the game. Crawford working his 64th game, and Armstrong his 83rd game. Groover and Armstrong are seeing BYU for the first time. Rick Crawford is officiating his 4th BYU game. He saw BYU at UCF, at TCU, and at West Virginia. So 4 of BYU's away games officiated by Rick Crawford. All right, that's the crew, and we're glad to have you with us from Tempe, Arizona. And the storyline, the shorthanded Sun Devils taking on a deep and now nationally ranked BYU team again. The Sun Devils were playing only 8 guys, and they've lost 3 of the 8. B.J. Freeman to a team dismissal, Jaden Quaintance to a knee injury, and a late scratch tonight, starting point guard Alston Mason. So literally, the 5 we see on the floor are the only 5 who've played significant minutes in Big 12 play for ASU.
BYU's got to use that depth and run, and try and tire these 5 out.
Opening tap won by the Cougs. BYU from back to front, left to right as we see it, and you hear it. Mawut Mag on the arc right side. Looks inside, stays topside to Yegor Dimon.
Yep.
Yegor to Richie Saunders. Richie cut low and missed the reverse lay-in at the rim.
A great play, drew up perfectly. Richie could have gone up with it immediately, elected to bring it down and try to reverse, and just a little too hard.
So a miss for BYU to start. ASU in front court. They favor the three-point shot. They're good at it. Into a 3. And strong by Sannon. The rebound to Kebakeda. Outlet Yegor. Kick ahead to Richie on the wing right side. Hands off to Mawut Mag. Richie missed only 2 shots Saturday in Tucson. Demet. Cross-court left. A pull, fire, and score for Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell knocks down the 3, and BYU takes the 3-0 lead on the first Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer of the game. Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Trevin for 3, the Cougs up 3-zip, 1 minute in.
Trevin just gets better and better. Such a weapon to have from the 3-point line.
Sannon straight away to Jihad. Jihad in and out from 3, rebound to Kata. Cougs in 4-court, Richie to the bump. Wing left to Yegor. Yegor up high. Terminates. Left corner turnover. Looking for Nell, and it goes out of bounds.
I mean, Yegor likes to make those exciting passes, but that's a one-hander from the right side to the left corner. That's tough.
Yegor yet to have a turnover-free game, and this is freshman year. BYU's up 3-0, 90 seconds in. Jihad baseline jumper good, and Bashir Jihad makes it 3-2 BYU. Jihad starting 27 of 28 games this year. High to Kata. Kata lets Richie Saunders drift by. Fakes a handoff to Yegor, and now Richie on the wing right. Richie to the top of the key. He'll take it right to the hoop. Scoop and miss. 2 misses inside for Richie Saunders, and Arizona State on the rebound. Transition 3 for the lead for Amir Ali, and Arizona State has scored 5 in a row. Richie Saunders, who could not miss Saturday in Tucson, misses 2 bunnies to open the game.
I thought he got fouled there, but still a shot we usually see him hit. Nell answers
to give BYU back the lead. Another Mountain America Credit Union 3-pointer, and it's 6-5. BYU by 1. Trevin has all 6 points on a pair of triples.
Arizona not shy about launching the 3. They know that's their only hope in this one.
And they'll play free and easy tonight. The handoff to Phillips, who hammers, and Arizona State's back in front. Strong start for the Sun Devils. They lead BYU 7-6. 2 minutes and 40 seconds gone here in the first half. Yegor up top. Trevin Nell lobs it up for Kada. Ooh. Hammers home on the alley-oop. Trevin Nell, 2 3-pointers and an assist. Kaba Kada throws down to give BYU back the lead 8-7.
They mastered that pick and roll, and I don't know if I've ever had as much fun in a season than watching Kaba Kada do his thing. It's just remarkable.
Kaba had 9 points, 10 rebounds against the Sun Devils at the Marriott Center. Jihad leans in, passes out straight away to Adam Miller. Miller pulls and fires and air balls a three. 16:45 to play till halftime, and the air ball chant you hear is from the BYU fans. There are a lot of them in the building here tonight.
Yeah, probably more than ASU. And ASU continues to, they made that one, but the last couple games against BYU, they have not fared well from the three-point line.
1 for 4 from deep are the Sun Devils. BYU 2 for 2. Nell hands off to Richie for three, and that's good. The Cougs are 3 for 3 from three. Richie's on the board. After missing a couple inside, he goes outside for his first three, and the Cougs take their game-high four-point lead at 11-7. Richie Saunders on the board. Another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. Cougs again 3 for 3 from deep, 1 for 3 inside the three-point line. And what do we have?
Well, it looks like Miller is injured. And
oh, my goodness. Miller. Adam Miller is being helped off the floor.
He seems upset. I don't know about BYU. Is he upset of a BYU player or official? He's still jawing.
Well, they brought the training staff out onto the floor to help Miller to the bench, and the official will take a look at the monitor. Maybe he thinks he was hit.
Well, the replay that I saw, Trevin setting a screen for Richie, and it looked like he might have just got with the left shoulder underneath the rib cage of Miller on the screen. And so they'll look at this. It wasn't an elbow, but maybe a shoulder from Trevin Nell.
Well, the one thing ASU can ill afford tonight is an injury or any kind of foul trouble, playing with literally a five-man rotation tonight, down from 8-5. Again, you could see someone like Trevor Bast or Bobby Hurley Jr. get into the game, but these are guys that have played just a matter of minutes in conference play. They only play 8, and 3 of the 8 are unavailable tonight. They're taking a look at the replay to see. It's a kick out, right? Yeah, it's just a shoulder. Yeah, I mean, Trevin's setting a screen.
It could be a foul on Trevin. They didn't call a foul on the screen. Interesting is Arizona State taking this time to sit on the floor and rest.
No kidding.
They're going to be gassed with just playing 5 people.
So you could say it's an early break for Arizona State here. They get a timeout with no timeout call. BYU basketball brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
Well, Miller is still upset about it, complaining. You got to watch him because this could get ugly. He's mad at what happened from Trevin. So watch those two guys. And Miller's the guy, you know, did play a whole lot, but he's a good shooter. He's around 44%, but he airballed that last one. But he's a guy they need on the floor if they have any chance.
The interesting thing about this break is if this had happened 1 second later, they could have taken a media timeout to go along with the review, but it happened before the 16:30 mark, and so it essentially acts as an extended timeout, which Arizona takes full advantage of. It's 11-7, BYU leading it with 16:31 to play until halftime. So Mark talks about Adam Miller. Miller averaging 10 points a game, 44% three-point shooter. In Provo, was 0-for-2 from 3, had a 4.3 rebound, 2 assist game. But coming into this game, he's made multiple threes in 12 of his last 14. So he's one guy that can get hot and go off. And Bobby Hurley having a conversation with the referee. No extra foul called, right?
Yeah. Bobby, who's known for his calm demeanor, was not happy about that.
But because Miller was helped off the floor, Bobby Hurley Jr. sees easily the earliest playing time of his conference campaign, and he'll check in for Arizona State. 16:31 to go till the break. So Miller out, Hurley Jr. in. The 6'1" senior from right here in Scottsdale last played at Houston, 48 seconds worth. A three from the top of the key missed by Josan Sannon and rebounded by Yegor Demon. Underhand scoop ahead to Richie Saunders on the arc left side. Richie between the circles, guarded aggressively by Amir Ali. Richie comes back the other way to the left. Still on the dribble, Saunders now hands off to Demon near the timeline. 4 minutes gone here in the first half. We're down to a 10-second shot clock for BYU. Cougs up 11-7. Yegor gets a high screen set by Foose. A short roll to Foose. The pass out to Richie, and he knocks down the three-pointer. Richie Saunders. Back-to-back threes after missing a couple around the hoop in the opening moments, and BYU takes a 7-point lead, 14-7. It's an 8-0 BYU run, keyed by a pair of Richie Saunders three-pointers. A post feed for the Sun Devils. Phillips sees a double team. A cross-court pass to Ali. He'll pull up mid-range and knock it down base right. Ali has five, and he's shooting it and playing much better of late. 14-9, the BYU lead five. Saunders guarded by Hurley in the left corner. Trevin Nell left wing. Screen set by Foose. The pass goes right wing to Yegor. Back to Trevin. He'll pull and fire and score. BYU 5-for-5 from three to open the game. It's BYU by a game high 8 now. 17-9. The Cougs can't miss outside. They're 1-for-3 inside the arc. 5-for-5 outside the perimeter. ASU doing a nice job answering. Sannon drives, scoop, and score at the window. Josan Sannon with his first two. And back and forth we go. 17-11. Next whistle will take us to our first media timeout. Yegor on the bump. Yegor bounces low to Trevin, and his pass out of bounds. Was it deflected or straight off of BYU? Deflected by Arizona State. So BYU basketball when we come back. Arizona State doing a nice job hanging around, answering BYU's threes with just enough shots to keep it a 6-point game. Arizona State is 5-for-9 from the field. BYU is 6-for-8, including 5-for-5 from three, leading the Cougs to a 6-point advantage. 17-11, BYU over ASU with 14:48 to play until halftime. We're taking our first break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
A sizzling start for both teams. BYU by 6 over ASU, 17-11 early here in Tempe. BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. All right, BYU with 9 from Trevin Nell and 6 from Richie Saunders leading the way, and they've scored all their points on three-pointers. Richie 2-for-2 inside the arc and 0-for-2 inside the arc and 2-for-2 outside. Trevin Nell has taken three shots, all are threes, and all have been good. Trevin Nell now has 30, it's his 34th career game with three or more three-pointers, and that number ties him for fifth most all-time with Mark Bigelow and Jackson Emery.
Yeah, Trevin, I guess the only knock on him ever was that he was a little bit inconsistent. Everybody knows what a great shooter he is, but this year he's been super consistent. What a weapon he's been, and he and Richie, when they get going, man, that's tough to stop. 5-for-5 from three to start this game is BYU.
So BYU playing shorthanded Arizona State. Adam Miller's checked back in for Bobby Hurley Jr. It was interesting to see them go to Foose really early to keep those bigs fresh against ASU.
Phillips is a really good shot blocker, but, man, if you get a guy in foul trouble in this game, that could be devastating for the Sun Devils.
All right, BYU basketball, we're back in. BYU four-court away from us to our right. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. Fuseni Traore right at the rim. Around Phillips with a scoop off the window with the right hand. Foose has his first two. The Cougs have their game-high lead equaled of 8 at 19-11. Dallin Hall will check in. Dawson Baker will check in. So, yes, Kevin Young will go to the bench brigade early. Three-pointer top of the key missed by Bashir Jihad. And BYU in four-court. Yegor drops it off to Trevin left wing. Now Foose straddles the three-point line. Back to Nell. The pick and go. The goal back to Foose. And Foose again at the window up and in. It's a little two-man game there with Trevin Nell and Fuseni Traore. And Foose converts to give BYU an early 10-point lead, 21-11. BYU's 8-for-10 from the field.
Yeah, they're scoring at a high pace. They're really running.
And just how aggressively can ASU even afford to guard tonight, Mark? Miller dribbles into a three left side and knocks it down. Adam Miller has his first three again. I was telling you, he's been on a tear of late, and that's the second three for Arizona State, 21-14. BYU leads 7. Yegor gets to the hoop, banks off the window and misses. No call with some contact, and Arizona State runs it to forecourt with Miller right wing. Short corner feed to Phillips, back to Miller, bobbled out of bounds, turnover BYU basketball. So turnovers even one apiece. Hall, Baker, and Catchings all in for BYU. Checking out for the Cougs, Demon and Nell, and who else is having a seat? Mawut Magwell.
They didn't know. Nobody's got to come out.
All right, we're 6.5 in. BYU leading it by 7, 21-14. Arizona State shooting 55% in the first 7 minutes.
They're sticking with BYU, but can they keep it up? As BYU makes a line change here and get fresh bodies in.
Dallin Hall bounces wing left to Ritchie. Saunders 25 feet away on the left. Goes mid-alley left to Foose. Foose a back down on Jihad. Goes base. Kicks out to Ritchie for the open three. Nope. Rebound Arizona State. 21-14, 7 minutes gone here in the first half. Adam Miller, slow bounce, and slow will benefit Arizona State. Hurley's check back in. Bobby Hurley Jr. finds Josan Sannon. Now straight away Jihad. Jihad will jab, shoot the three, and make it. Jihad's got five, and just like that, the 10-point lead is down to four. Dawson Baker almost picked at the free throw line. Now it's on the floor, and it's Arizona State on the steal. They nearly give it back. A battle in forecourt won by the Sun Devils. Jihad, top of the arc, guarded by Foose. BYU a little sloppy. The lead down to four. It was 10 a moment ago. Dangerous game. Three-pointer missed from straight away. Rebound to BYU. Dallin Hall, left corner, catchings for three. That's an air ball long. And Arizona State draws a loose ball foul with 12:13 to play here in the first half.
Well, Cannon it has been electrifying at times this year, but that first three is usually is similar to that. He just has a lot of energy and adrenaline, and that was a foot or two over the hoop.
Trey Stewart checks in. BYU's already played 10 players here in the first 8 minutes. Arizona State has played six, and that's as deep as they could go unless they go to someone like Trevor Best in this game. Bobby Hurley runs a weave out front with Josan Sannon. Sannon on the arc left side, drives past Hall. Little runner off the flange, slap out rebound. Ooh, and Catchings is undercut by Miller. Miller hits the deck too, and he's slow to get up, slower than Cannon. Cannon and Miller collide, and this is the second time Miller's been down. Now he's holding his left hip. We're going to take timeout with 11:53 to play until halftime. BYU's lead down to four, 21-17, and Adam Miller's being checked by the training staff for a second time tonight here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Well, it looks like BYU broke Kansas State. They've now lost four games in a row. UCF knocking off the Wildcats 80-75. Also in action right now, number 22, Arizona, leading Utah in Tucson 46-32. Let's get you back down to the Utah Ice Center's courtside seats at Desert Financial Arena and rejoin Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Jason, thank you. BYU Basketball brought to you by Smith's. Cougar fans, you can score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Well, during the timeout, Adam Miller has been helped up the tunnel to the Arizona State locker room. And an ASU team that is already down personnel-wise due to injury and other issues has lost Adam Miller for a little bit of time. Second time he's come off the floor tonight with an injury. Miller averaging 10 points, 2.5 rebounds, and 2 assists per game, shooting 44% from deep. He already has a 3 in this game, and he's out of the game, meaning Bobby Hurley stays on the floor. Bobby Hurley Jr., son of the head coach. And so, Arizona State even more shorthanded than they were an hour ago, as BYU with Catchings, Hall, Baker, and Stewart, along with Traore, moves into forecourt. No starters on the floor for BYU. BYU can play that way. Essentially a second line they can bring in. Foose on a post-up. Foose from the right block to the middle, to the base. Jump hook off the window. Good. Foose and Traore looking good. Six on three for three. And BYU's up 23-17. The BYU fans here in the building say Foose.
Yeah, he looks to be in good form tonight. And Phillips having a hard time with his high center of gravity.
Trey Stewart forcing a steal. Takes a bump on the boundary. There'll be a foul on Arizona State. And BYU basketball, Josan Sannon will pick it up. And so that's foul number two on the Sun Devils. BYU a single foul. The fouls for Arizona State going against Adam Miller, who's out of the game. And now Josan Sannon. BYU in forecourt away from us to our right. Dawson Baker takes a pocket pass from Fusini Traore. Drives low and then picks out high to Dallin Hall. Dallin on the top of the key, works his way down the lane and blocked at the rim. Offensive rebound, stick back by Foose, and he's fouled on it. Didn't make the basket, but he did draw the foul. And so Foose will go to the free throw line. Bobby Hurley Jr. picks up the foul. That's Arizona State's third. And the first on Hurley, and Foose will shoot two. Fusene Traore is 3 for 3 from the field. He has 6. Saunders has 6. And Nell has 9. The other Cougar to score, Keba Keita with 2. 23-17 the score. Foose looks to add to BYU's lead and does so with the free throw make. 7 for Traore. And Foose is an 81% free throw shooter coming into the night.
That was actually a really nice move from Hall and Phillips with a great defensive effort to recover, block it, but that left Traore wide open, and he hits both of them.
BYU up 8. They led by 10, got down to 4. Now a little 4-0 surge. 25-17. Cougs on top. We're 9 minutes in here at Desert Financial Arena. Bobby Hurley Jr. passes low to Phillips. Phillips beneath the basket. Lost it on the baseline. And Dawson Baker on the strip. Dawson down the barrel. Stops top of the key. Looks right. Gives left. Hall. Hall. Enters it to Traore. Single team back out to Dallin for a smooth-looking three. Just off the iron. Rebound, Ali. Tie up by Stewart. Foul by Stewart. ASU basketball the other way. That's BYU's third consecutive miss from the three-point line. They opened up 5 for 5, right? And they're since got 0 for 3.
The two guys that were 5 for 5 are sitting over there to my left on the bench.
25-17. The Cougar lead 8. We've got 10:30 to go till halftime. Josan Sannon, cross court to Amir Ali. Ali, 6'8", and he's all of 6'8". That's a lanky dude on the left wing. Sannon, top of the key. Screen set by Jihad. Sannon on the dribble, still outside the perimeter. 10-second shot clock. Jihad will fake it. Drive past Stewart, get right to the rim, score with the foul. Two on Trey, and Arizona State makes it a 6-point game. A free throw could make it 5. They give it to Trey or someone else?
Yeah, I gave it to Foose. Foose is helping on that drive. And it's just kind of in between. He either really fully help or don't help, but he was kind of in between. And easy call.
So Jihad has 7, averaging 11.6 to the free throw line to complete a 3-point play. And it's good. Arizona State hanging right with BYU. The Sun Devils shooting 53% from the field. BYU shooting 56. And here we see Trevor Best. And so this Arizona State team that is hampered in its depth is bringing in the only two other guys who've had real significant minutes in conference play. And significant is kind of an understated way of saying they've seen some time. The three-pointer missed by Catchings on the forecourt. And Arizona State on the rebound. They can make this a 3 or a 2-point game. And Sannon makes it 3 on the mid-range jumper. 4 for Sannon, and BYU's playing with fire with Arizona State here. 25-22.
The three-pointers left them. Missed 4 in a row now.
Dawson Baker to the top. When will Kevin Young get starters back in the game? Foose. Mid-post left. Hard drive and takes a hip check on the base. 9:29 to play. BYU's had a lead of 10. It's now down to 3. For Arizona State, it's an 11-4 run. BYU won for its last 7 from the field after a sizzling start here in Tempe.
Just don't seem to really be engaged defensively. This is a weird building right now. It's pretty quiet after that intense environment the other night.
Cougs took a 10-point lead, then the starters came out. And when will they come back in?
I think you can afford to kind of stick with your rotations for now.
Traore. Oh. Sees his defender hit the deck. No call as the pass gets circulated to Hall. And then the make by Dallin.
Well, shocking the officials didn't call one of those. I mean, I don't hate it. I think we're a little bit floppy, but could have easily called either one.
Short jumper from Dallin Hall gives BYU back the lead of 5, 27-22. Josan Sannon stumbles to the top and bobbled, gave it away. Cannon Catchings has it knocked out of his possession in forecourt. Straight away, Dallin Hall. Now right wing. 8:50 to go till halftime. BYU by 5. A no look from Dallin. Trey Stewart for 3. Short on it. And BYU's now missed 5 consecutive threes after making its first 5. 27-22. And first starter to come back in is Mawut Mag. And here comes Keba. And here comes Trevin. And here comes Yegor. Sannon left wing. Sannon to the top. Jihad for 3 to make it a 2-point game. In and out. Oh, look good. Spun out. Foose on the rebound. Dallin Hall. past the dividing line. 8:20 to go till halftime. BYU lead 5. And a push out front as, a technical foul on Bobby Hurley.
Well, that's nothing new for Bobby, but he was still upset from the last time down. And then he thought Dallin pushed off again on that possession.
Who will take the free throws?
Like Dawson.
So Baker will step up. DB is shooting 69% at the free throw line. He gets 2 on technical free throws. BYU up 5. And a miss. ...27-22, lead stays 5. That one rolled around but dropped in.
He gets that one, but, I mean, why not have Fusini shoot those? I mean, you don't usually
have a guard. He's
shooting
82%.
He's an 82% free throw shooter. Let the guy with the best numbers shoot it. He doesn't have to be a guard.
Baker has a seat as Kevin Young will go back to his starters, all of them back in. Saunders, Mag, Nell, Kata, Demon. So line change for BYU. Yeah.
Hopefully some threes start falling again.
Trevin up top. Lead 8 for BYU, 28-22. Nell on the wing right side, steal. Arizona State into fourth quarter. Euro to the rim, up and no, but a foul. Trevor Best, who's not scored a point in Big 12 play, will now go to the free throw line for 2, and BYU just gave it away with a 6-point lead. Sip a little pass on the wing, and BYU's in a weird spot, Mark. This is a strange first half. The lead is 6. It's been as much as 10, and BYU's just kind of messing around a little bit with an Arizona State team that's down to literally 4 regular rotation players as Best makes the free throw for his first point in league.
Well, ASU, playing with a lot of energy, getting after it on defense. And, again, the question is, can they keep that up for 40 minutes? So far, so good.
First 2 points in Big 12 play for Trevor Best. He makes them both, and the lead's down to 4 for BYU, 28-22. Arizona State's large lead's been 2 at 5-3. Who's going to get BYU back and going here? The Cougs are being outshot by Arizona State. Offensive foul out front.
Yeah, Kata.
Yep. Wow. Well, things are going the wrong direction for BYU. Arizona State with literally 4 rotation regulars available tonight is down just 4 to BYU and is out shooting BYU. 7:57 to go till halftime. Taking a break. Cougs lead 28-24 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices in 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. We are going to pause 10 seconds now for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Arizona State trailing BYU and only by 4. The score is 28-24. BYU opened the game shooting very well from the field. The Cougs were 8 for their first 10 and have since gone 2-for-9. As the lead is shrunk from 10 to the current 4.
Well, Arizona State was a team at the Marriott Center that was within range at the end of the first half. BYU ran away with that, but this team's playing with a lot of fire and getting more confident as the minutes go by.
So you're talking about Arizona State playing with a positive fire from their standpoint and BYU playing with fire on its part of the floor. 28-24, and the Sun Devils have the ball, and they're playing with 2 guys who don't even normally play, Hurley Jr. and Best. Bobby Hurley Jr. and Trevor Best on the floor. Best will drive, kick out to Ali, to Sannon straight away. Sannon will wipe away a defender, get right to the rim, finger roll, no, but the offensive rebound to Sannon. And kept it alive for Arizona State. Best on the wing right side, bounce pass high to Hurley. Best outside the arc right side. Trevor Best. Drives past Demon, cuffs it, and turns it over into backcourt. That'll roll all the way into the Arizona State backcourt. BYU will have a front court possession now on the turnover. Turnover number 5 for ASU to 4 for BYU. Pardon me, turnovers even now 4 apiece. That was the 4th for ASU. So Cougar basketball in four court with a 4-point lead, 28-24. 7:15 to play till the break. Yegor, no points. 3 assists, though. Trevor Nell has a season-high 4 assists, and he misses a 3-pointer right side. Rebound Arizona State. Things have shut down for BYU offensively. Ali will drive and have an interior pass picked off. Turnover number 5, BYU into four-court. Mawut to the trailer. Yegor, right wing Nell. He'll try another one and get this one to go. So Trevin Nell, 4 for 5 from deep. Maybe that'll settle BYU down. 31-24. The Cougs now 6 for 12 from deep, but only 5 for 9 inside the three-point line.
Trevin Nell, the lid lifter. They needed that one.
BYU's out shooting Arizona State now 52-47%, and the Sun Devils dealing with some turnover trouble. Phillips from 18 feet, short on it, gets the rebound. Drives the base, Kata elevates, and call for the foul as he went for the block shot. 6:20 to play till halftime, and Arizona State will get free throws from Sean Phillips. Only a 58% free throw shooter as Kaba Kata left his feet and leaned a little bit in the call off an offensive rebound. Only 3 offensive rebounds in this game. 1 for BYU, 2 for ASU. They haven't scored any second chance points, but off the offensive rebound, Phillips now goes to the line for 2. He has 2 points on the night. Sean Phillips Jr. at the stripe. And a make.
That may be it for Kata for this half. That's 2 on him, and Mihailo will check in. I like Mihailo in there, but Foose has been having a nice game. They go with Boskovic.
6 fouls for BYU to 5 for Arizona State. Sannon has 2. He's the only Sun Devil with multiple fouls in and out on the second. Ali also a single foul. So 3 Sun Devils with a single and Sannon with 2, and they can't afford any foul trouble. So 1 for 2 on the trip. BYU by 6, 31-25. Cougs in forecourt, 6:10 to play until halftime. Boskovic hands off to Richie for 3. No. And the rebound out of bounds off of Boskovic. It's ASU basketball. Richie Saunders is 2 for 4 from deep. 2 for 6 on the game. 6 points for Richie. 12 for Trevin Nell, leading all scores.
Oh, full court pressure from Wood.
31-25. The Cougar leads 6. 3-pointer for Jihad is heavy. Rebound on the floor. Collected by Nell. And BYU has numbers now. A 5-on-4. Cross-court Mihailo. Mihailo to the trailer. Richie will pull and fire and score that one. Richie Saunders with his 3rd Mountain America 3-pointer, and it prompts a timeout from Bobby Hurley as the Cougs expand the lead to 9. It had been as large as 10. A good response from the Cougs as Arizona State's gone 0 for its last 4. No field goals in 4 minutes plus for the Sun Devils. BYU by 9 right now at 34-25, and BYU from the arc 7 for 14 to ASU's 3 for 11.
And those are like almost a turnover, Greg. When you have a real bad miss from 3, and BYU's off to the races, and that leaves in transition, it leaves Trevin and Richie to get open looks, whereas in a half-court offense, it's hard to get those. Richie wide open, and he's able to knock it down.
See if BYU can manage to get a double-digit lead by halftime. The Cougs are 9-0 this year when they lead by 10 or more at the break, and they lead by 9 right now. 5:41 to go till the half, and it's BYU 34 and Arizona State 25. BYU basketball presented in part by Bailey's Moving and Storage. Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. The Cougs have made some great memories in the last week with wins over Kansas and Arizona, and now looking for a 5th consecutive win and sweeping the Arizona road trip if they can get this one here in Tempe. 34-25, BYU by 9. A run to the rim and another foul by Mihailo. That's going to be 7. Who'd they call him foul? Dallin Hall? Dallin called for the foul. It'll be free throws for Trevor Best. Trevor Best, who had not scored a point in Big 12 play, had played only a matter of minutes. 8:56 was his total playing time in the entire conference season. Already has 2 free throws, and he looks for 2 more, and that rattles in. He's 3 for 3. Trevor Best, the freshman from Wilson, North Carolina, has his first 3 conference points, and BYU's lead down to 8, 34-26.
That was poor defense. He dribbled coast to coast, and no one stopped him until right at the rim. He gets both free throws.
Wow, he's got 4 points, and BYU sees the lead dip to 7, 34-27, 5.5 to go till the break. Dallin Hall, Yegor Demon, 2 points play together. Mihailo, Saunders, and Nell on the floor for BYU. BYU in black, Arizona State in gold as Dallin Hall drives, shows it, brings it back to his body and goes off the window. Driving lay-in for Dallin. BYU by 9 again, 36-27.
Tough shot. That's over Phillips, who's a real good shot blocker.
Amir Ali challenged by Demon out on the perimeter. Bobbled it away. Did Ali. Gets it back to Jihad. Jihad hands off to Best. Trevor Best, 4 off the bench for ASU. Fade away by Jihad is strong, and the rebound to Richie. BYU raking the other way. Saunders ahead. Dallin. Dallin stripe extended left, straight away Yegor. Yegor will drive to the rim. Miss on the banker. Rebound Arizona State. BYU's lead stays 9, 36-27. Awkward looking shot by Yegor at the rim. Just kind of a hope off the window.
He challenged Phillips. Phillips won that one.
Ali into contact. No, misses at the rim. Good challenge on the other end by BYU. Saunders cross court and ahead to Mihailo. Mihailo to the trailer. Yegor. Yegor misses at the rim again. And Arizona State the rebound.
Yegor usually pretty good at that shot, and coming up empty a lot tonight.
Sannon draws contact in the paint. Free throws for Sannon with 4:14 to go until halftime. BYU missing chances to push that lead to 11, Mark. Stays 9, 36-27. Yegor is 0 for 3 from the field. Does have 5 assists.
Yeah, that should have been an easy one. And Phillips, is the big 7-footer, is just gassed. And BYU beat him down the floor, but couldn't finish. I think you keep running because they're going to be hard for Phillips to keep up with this pace.
ASU is stopping the clock and making free throws. Missed there by Sannon, however. He's 0 for 1. Arizona State now 6 for 8. 36-27, BYU by 9. Yegor is going to have a seat. Baker back in. So now it's Hall, Baker, Nell, Saunders, and Boskovich.
Denham does have 5 assists. His second free throw is good, but he's struggling getting the ball in the hoop.
36-28, BYU's not led by more than 10, and it's been a while since BYU's been up double digits. Cross court left, right, from Nell to Baker. Baker finds Richie Saunders for his 4th three of the first half. Saunders now with a dozen, and BYU by 11 for the first time tonight, 39-28. Phillips kicks on the wing to Sannon for the 3 and the answer no. Dawson Baker grabs it off the front rim. Dawson looking down the barrel. BYU in forecourt. Baker to Mihailo. He'll take the top of the key 3 and miss that in and out. A slap rebound by Hall and then knocked out of bounds by, should be by Jihad for BYU basketball. It will be after this. So 3:38 to play until halftime. 39-28, BYU by 11 for the first time. Taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Moments ago, Richie Saunders hits our Zions Bank shot of the game. Brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. Richie, 4 for 6 from the three-point line. Trevin Nell, 4 for 5 from the three-point line. Yes, those two are 8 for 11. Their teammates are 0 for 5. But Richie, on the Zions Bank shot of the game, gives BYU a 39-28 lead. How about this number? Richie Saunders, in his first 2 years, had 62 combined threes. He has 64 now this year.
He's consistently improved his game, and he was always sneaky good, but now he has a lot of freedom. He's the guy, and really stepping up to the plate, knocking down shots. It may be a race to 10 between him and Trevin. They're both shooting the lights out in this one.
BYU may get to 10 threes by halftime. The Cougars are 8 for 16 from deep and 7 for 12 inside. Or pardon me, a 6 for 12 inside the three-point line, so 50% on twos and 50% on threes. So 50% for the game. Arizona State, 38%, 3 for 12 from the three-point line. ASU, no field goals now in 6 minutes and 13 seconds. They're 2 for their last 12, 0 for their last 7. They are making some free throws. They've outscored BYU 7-3 from the free-throw line, but it's BYU by 11 now. And Cougar basketball as we come back in. We've taken the under 4-minute media timeout. And now with 3:38 to play, Dawson Baker will trigger on the far boundary. Baker, Nell, Hall, Saunders, Boskovich. Dallin up top. High to Mihai. The handoff to Richie. Big 12 player of the week finds Dawson Baker. No look back to Richie again. In and out from three. Rebound to Amir Ali.
They got the look they want. Coaches are mad because Dawson got the look they wanted in the timeout, and he didn't shoot it.
Trevor Best into forecourt. Right wing, Phillips. Pivoting away from Boscovich. Gives on the arc. Right side, stripe extended to Amir Ali. Back to Sanit. Sanit into the paint. Step back from the free throw line. High arcing jumper good for Josan Sanit. He's got seven, and it's back to a single-digit game again. 39-30, BYU by nine. No putting away Arizona State here in the first half. Dawson at the top into a three. Good. Dawson Baker, long two, they say. They're going to take a look at it. They're calling it a two right now. I think that's what they called. They put a three on the scoreboard. So we're going to call it 41-30. The scoreboard says 42-30. They called that a three by Baker, but I think the officials scored it two, and they're going to take a point off the board. Into a three from Sannon. Front rims it, rebound Richie. Saunders with his fifth board to go with 12 points. Saunders veers forecourt right. Baker, Mihai, back to Dawson. Dawson pulls it out to the perimeter right side. 20-second shot clock. Dallin Hall, a driving kick. Baker, another three. It looks right on line, a little heavy. And the rebound brought down by Bashir Jihad. 41-30, BYU by a game high 11. Hold on the BYU defensive side of the floor. And Arizona State can make it a single-digit game again. 41-30, Cougs an 11-point lead, but never really pulling too far away from Arizona State. And again, if you're just popping into the broadcast, they have only four rotation regulars available tonight. A week ago, they had eight. They were playing eight. They lose Freeman. They lose Quaintance. Before the game, they lose Mason. And in-game, they lose Miller. Amazing. Goes from 8 to 4 in the span of a few days, and they're literally playing with four rotation regulars and two seldom-used players. And as we come back in, it's free throws with Sean Phillips, Jr. He is 1 for 2, and now he's 2 for 3.
Now BYU kind of letting them stick around a little bit with free throws. Need to be a little smarter and kind of force ASU to shoot shots, which they are not doing well.
And force them to run. They're stopping the clock, and that's a short, flat free throw. That was a 1-for-2 trip. 10-point game, 41-31. Under 2 to play until halftime. Again, the Cougs have not lost a game all year, leading by 10 or more at halftime. The Coug lead stays 10 as Dawson misses another 3. Baker is 1-for-3 from 3. Arizona State the rebound can make it a single-digit game. Trevor Best jabbing. Deep 3, top of the key. Good. Around and down for Trevor Best. His first field goal in Big 12 play. He's got 7. And the lead down to 7. BYU has had a couple chances to push it a little bit on this. Just hasn't happened, Mark. 41-34. It's a 7-point game.
Actually, an overall pretty lackluster effort, yet BYU's 3-point shooting from two guys has got them into a little bit of a lead here, but it's tenuous. Not a lot of other good performances. Foose has been nice, but it's been kind of two guys.
Foose at the top of the arc. Richie cuts low. Foose is going to stay up top with it. Pick up his dribble, give to Dallin Hall. 1:20 to go till halftime. Arizona State hanging around, down 41-34. Foose gets good position, good seal and score from the left side of the rim. Well done. You mentioned Foose having a good half. That's 10 for Traore.
Wow. That was a beautiful cut off the screen. And Foose looks like himself down underneath the hoop.
And he's 4-for-4 from the floor. Jihad to the middle on Mag, and Mag is called for the push and more free throws. Arizona State is staying in the game at the free throw line.
Yeah, it's now, I think that's 10-4, maybe 9-4. Well, so
this will be the 12th free throw attempt to 4 for BYU. Arizona State's doing exactly what they have to do with the personnel situation they're facing. Jihad is 1-for-1, 8 points here in the first half. And that's foul 10, so a two-shot situation. Free throw good. Arizona State's 9-for-12 at the free throw line. They've outscored BYU by 6 at the stripe, which is why it's a single-digit game. 9 for Jihad. His career high is 29. His season average, 12. And this will be point 10 if he can knock down the free throw. None of his teammates on the lane with him. Free throw good. So he's got 10. It's a 7-point game. 43-36. BYU in forecourt, under a minute to play till halftime. Arizona State has to feel really good about what they've done here in half number one. Cycled from Traore to Trey. Trey will drive and kick Mag left corner. Back to Stewart. Now Demon near the timeline with a 7-second shot clock. Yegor. Cross court nice. To Richie. Richie again.
Nice.
Wow. He's the guy that settles BYU down every time. 46-36. BYU by 10. The shot clock is off. Richie Saunders, a 15-point half. Remember his career high? 30 against this Arizona State team back on New Year's Eve. He's halfway there.
Yeah, five threes. And that was a great find from Yegor.
It'd be good for the Cougs to get a stop here to end the first half. Three-pointer, miss, and a foul on the three-pointer. Josan Sanin fouled by Demon in the corner.
And they shot it so early that BYU had will have a lot of time here, 12 seconds. But if you get that miss, then you have 12 seconds to go and, but without the three free throws.
Josan Sanin, 7 points in the first half on 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Misses that one. That'll help BYU's cause. He's now 1 for 3 at the stripe. 7 points on the evening. The foul against Yegor Demon. Yegor, scoreless first half. Free throw good by Sanin.
Yeah, the foul discrepancy helps ASU in more ways than one because this is a team that can't get anyone in foul trouble, obviously, and they only have four in the half.
Four fouls to BYU's 11. So the things ASU needed to do to kind of stay in the ballpark, they've done. 46-37, 9-point game. This to make it 8. BYU should get the final shot of the first half.
They will have that last shot.
That's heavy and no good. Demon then nearly turned it over after the rebound. He races into forecourt. Dallin Hall's got 7 seconds. Down to 5 and down to 4. Dallin on the baseline drive finds Cannon at the horn. No. And BYU will lead by 9 at halftime.
I'm sure Cannon knew the clock. He had a shot wide open, and he put it on the floor.
BYU by 9 at the break. 46-37. Halftime recap next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar fans, dinner after the game at JCW's includes something from everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. We begin the second half of play, and Adam Miller returns to the game for Arizona State. He missed most of the first half with an injury, but is shaking it off to play half number two for ASU. Question, does ASU have enough scoring to keep pace with BYU? Consider, Arizona State has scored 73 or fewer points in 10 of their last 11 games. They come into tonight having scored 70 or fewer in 3 straight. They've allowed 80 or more in 3 of the last 5, and BYU's pacing for something in the 90s right now. So can ASU keep pace is a question we will have answered in half number 2. We are underway, and Arizona State goes left to right as we see it and you hear it. They're forecourt away from us to our right. We're adjacent to the BYU bench. BYU in black and Arizona in gold with maroon. Jump hook by Sean Phillips is missed at the rim, and Kaba Kata didn't play a lot in the first half. 5 minutes for Kaba.
He had 2 fouls, which limited him late.
Opens the second half. BYU's traditional starting 5 on the floor. Cougs in forecourt have not led by more than 12 tonight. Runner off the window. Yegor, yes. That little casual stroll down the right baseline.
That was a... well, Sunday stroll in the park, just throw it up there.
12 is the lead for BYU for the second time at 49-37. Miller dribbles into a 3 right side, knocks it down. Adam Miller, that is now multiple threes in 13 of his last 15 games. 49-40, back to a single-digit lead for BYU and a miss rebounded by the Sun Devils.
Richie took a lot of contact there again. That's 3 inside. He's missed, but he thinks he got fouled.
Jihad missing a 3. Long rebound, Richie. That's board number 6 for Saunders to go with 15 points. BYU by 9, 49-40. Yegor to the left elbow. Terminate. Right wing, Richie. Right corner, Mawut. Mawut will drive the base on Sanin. Fade away on him and short on it. Rebound. Offensive rebound, Kaba Kata. Kaba off the window. Excellent. Stick back and score. BYU by 11, 51-40. And for Kaba Kata, that's points 3 and 4.
He
has become a really nice offensive option on the block for BYU.
4 points, 4 rebounds in 7 minutes for Keba. Left wing, Amir Ali. Jihad, mid-alley left. Spins on Yegor. Passes out of it to the right wing. Sannon, mid-range. Knocks it down. He's got 10. Arizona State answering. 51-42, back to single digits again. Yegor gets right to the rim. Takes a little hit. Banks too strong that time. And the rebound to Arizona State. And an ASU player down behind the play. Richie steals and keeps in for BYU. Great hustle on the back check by Saunders. Nell, Demon, lob up. Kata drops it over the rim. BYU by 11. The BYU fans like that on the fast break.
Jihad had fallen down. He kind of recovered, but not enough time for the two-on-one and the throwdown.
Six for Kata now. 53-42, BYU by 11. Sean Phillips Jr. up top. The handoff, Ali. Ali Phillips at the free throw line. Kata straight up and down with him. Forces the miss by Phillips. Rebound, Yegor. Yegor. 7 assists, only 1 turnover. Yegor stops the left junction out to Trevin. Ball fakes that 3, back to Yegor left wing. Demon now brings it out between the circles, 3 minutes in to half number 2, BYU by 11. Game high lead's been 12. Yegor still on the dribble out front, down to a 10-second shot clock. Keba sets the screen, rolls low, and dunks off the assist from Yegor. That's 8 assists to 1 turnover for Yegor Demon, back-to-back games with 8 assists.
Now Phillips is getting a little gas. It's hard for him to guard that pick and roll. Keda just beating him to that spot.
55-42, BYU by 13 for the first time tonight. Yegor's had 8 assists in 3 of his last 4 games now. Miller, double dribble, traveled as he leapt to his feet, came down to the floor with the ball, and BYU has a 13-point lead and the ball now. Yegor Demon, second most freshman assists in BYU basketball history, just passed Randy Reed.
I don't remember Randy ever passing me the ball. No, he's actually really, really good. His job was to pass it to the big guys.
Cougs by 13. They put a bit of a hammer down here. Richie Saunders, full acceleration, kick in the corner. Mowat for 3. Got it! 58-42. And the Cougs, by a game-high 16. And who's down? Trevin Nell is down. And was that a foul called on BYU on the far side of the floor after the 3? Or what happened there, Mark?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, Miller has not been happy this entire game. He's been taking a couple of hits. And well, I wouldn't be surprised if Miller took a shot at Nell if he had an opportunity.
Okay, Mowat makes the 3. You want to make sure the 3 counts, though, right? 58-42. And then there was a whistle. Nell hit the deck, and they're going to go to the monitor with 16-13 to play here in Tempe. And I think when they choose to go to the monitor, they can take a full timeout on this break.
Nell kind of lowered his shoulder again on Miller, but then Miller extended his hand and hit Nell in the face with an open hand. He pushed him. It wasn't like a punch. It was more of a push in the face, and Trevin Nell went down. So I think maybe you give Trevin a whistle here, but it was more flagrant definitely with Miller.
Well, they can take a full timeout here. When the officials elect to use instant replay, and it creates a dead ball with 30 seconds to the under 16. They can take the full timeout. Not sure if they've done that yet. And, yeah, you called it well, Mark. There was contact there. And that's holdover from the first half, right?
Yeah, definitely Miller has been waiting to get a chance to do something like that. And Trevin is a chippy player to begin with. He gets under your skin, and he took the bait. Miller definitely extended that hand. But they probably will give.
I think they said coincidental.
Yeah. About that, not what I saw.
All right, double contact technical fouls assessed to Trevin Nell and Adam Miller. And so 58-42. Count the 3 by Mag. And we'll go point of interruption here, and it'll be Arizona State basketball. All right, so still no official timeout yet here in the second half.
Miller said, listen, I got a bruise on my hip to show you that I'm the one that's getting hit here.
Mag picks up Miller full court. They run Mag into a screen set by Jihad in backcourt. Now it's Jihad jabbing from three, passes off to Miller for three, and knocks it down.
He's kind of the real three-point threat is Miller, and you left him to guard Jihad.
13-point lead, 58-45, and on the other end, a miss and a knock out of bounds by Arizona State. Timeout on the floor, 15-48 to play.
It should have been a goaltend.
And there was no call on the floor of goaltend or basket interference, just the under 16-minute media timeout. So will it be BYU basketball off the break, Mark?
I don't know what happened after that.
Was it not off? I thought it was off of Arizona State. Timeout on the floor. We should come back to BYU ball. 15:48 to go. Either way, ASU is close to 13. 58-45 the score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Call this the All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game. It comes with 15:48 to play in this game here in Tempe. BYU had a lead of 16 moments ago, but Adam Miller getting hot. His third three of the game makes it a 13-point game, but it's BYU basketball. Can the Cougs cool off Miller and answer here and keep themselves in front by double digits for the foreseeable future? In the next few minutes, we'll call this the All-Pro Capital Money Moment of the Game, brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. 58-45 is our score. Before the break, officials appeared to miss what could have been a goaltending call. Instead, it only ended up going out of bounds off of Arizona State for BYU basketball. So the Cougars have the ball but don't have the points they probably should have had before the break.
And that was Richie. He got to the hoop, and he's made five threes, but he's 0 for 4 underneath the basket. That one obviously probably should have gone for him.
Yegor to Trevin Nell on the arc left side, and Miller will chase Nell to the top. Left corner, Richie Saunders. Saunders will drive it, jump a pass high to Trevin. Trevin gets past Sannon, stops at the right elbow. Pass goes on the wing, three-pointer missed, and Arizona State the rebound. And then they knock out of bounds. Or did they?
Yeah.
No, they're coming the other way.
They call a foul because clearly that was off Ali. Ali.
No call, but off of BYU. So Arizona State can make it a 10-point game again.
Well, they got to know where 45. Miller is. That's number one job here.
Jihad straight away. Left side, Phillips. Dribbles once. A bounce pass to Jihad inside the three-point line right side. Guarded by Saunders. Saunders stays with Jihad, who fades away and misses on the jumper. Cave of the rebound. Kick ahead to Richie. Richie on the wing left side. Richie to the bump. Richie down the lane. Stops at 10 feet. Pivots in the mid-alley right. Underhand scoop to Nell. Now Yegor between the rings. Down to a 15-second shot clock. A 15-minute game clock. BYU by 13. 58-45. A pass picked off by Miller. He'll drive and lay it up and in. Way out front. That's a pick six. BYU Saunders the other way. BYU lead down to 11, 58-47. Nell in the corner, fakes it, drives it, floats it, and scores it. Don't see a lot of that from Trevin. That's a nice little floater on the base left. And BYU by 13, 60-47.
Well, it's all Miller right now, keeping ASU within shouting distance.
11 for Miller. Eight coming after halftime. He only played a few minutes in the first half before leaving due to injury. Step back three, Sannon. Missed it. Rebound, Trevin. Trevin takes it into forecourt left side. Now right wing, Yegor. BYU by 13, 14:05 to play. Another turnover by Demon as he passes in the right corner. His target vacated, and Arizona State basketball. The lead, a tenuous 13 right now. Turnover number 7 for BYU.
Well, no-look cross-court pass is something certainly he can do, but sometimes you ask yourself, why do it?
Was 8 assists, 3 turnovers, or 8 assists, 1 turnover a moment ago. Now he's at 8-3. Sannon, arc left, elbow left, jumper there, got it. Dosan Sannon is making that shot. He's got a dozen. 60-49, lead 11, transition 3, Dallin Hall.
Okay.
Answers. Dallin Hall with his first three-pointer of the night. And the Cougs up 14, 63-49. to Trevor Best back in the game. Had not scored a point in Big 12 play till tonight, playing due to necessity. And they're getting his best. Miller on the arc left side. Miller is hurt again as Sannon dribbles from the arc into the paint, elevates from there, and misses that one. Offensive rebound, Arizona State. A bunch of black jerseyed bodies around the rebounder, and a foul called on BYU after ASU grabbed the rebound. It's Mawit Mag picking it up. Too bad the Cougs got the miss, could not get the board, and Arizona State will keep possession.
Well, it looked like they at least had a jump ball, but nope, goes against BYU. Mawit.
Screener. 63-49, BYU keeping a blistering scoring pace going. But Arizona State doing well to grind and hang in. Best on the far boundary, guarded by Saunders. The pass goes high to Ali, cycled on the wing right to Sannon. Sannon gets around Hall, cut off on the right block. Hooks a pass left corner to Best. Down to a 7-second shot. Best will drive, pull up, mid-range jumper. Good again. Trevor Best, who had not scored in Big 12 play, has 9. 63-51, lead back to 12. Arizona State shooting 50% here in the second half. Cougs outdoing that, though, at 58. Richie on the arc left, sees an opening, shows it, drives it, scores it with the foul.
There you go.
A three-point play chance coming up for Richie Saunders. 17, his first two of the second half. Great body control to hang back on the left post and hit it. We'll call that a power play of the game, brought to you by Hyundai. It's authored by Richie Saunders. Takes the hit, chance for three. Power play of the game brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. Richie Saunders to the line for the first time tonight. Cougs have only taken 4 free throws as a team. Richie rattles it off. No good.
Just to note, you mentioned Miller kind of tweaked that hip, and he's out.
Amir Ali on the wing left. BYU 3 of 5 at the line. Arizona State 11 for 16. Foose picks up a foul. 65-51, the lead 14 for BYU. That's the large lead's been 16 tonight. 12-15 to go. Foul situation 3 for BYU, 2 for ASU after halftime. Strip steal. Richie coming into forecourt. Richie down the barrel. Richie to the rim. Drives it up and in. Layup good. Richie Saunders on a runout. And the Cougs up 16, equaling the game-high lead. Saunders now 19.
The Gazelle just running down the floor. So beautiful.
Best stripped on his drive. Stewart tried to tie up. Best finds Jihad beneath the basket. Reverse lay and score by Bashir Jihad. And that's a dozen. Averaging 11.6. He's at the number. 67-53, BYU by 14. Dallin Hall cut off on the block left. Foose will dive low. Foose has it blocked out of his hands into Hall. A reset to Stewart up top. Now Richie on the wing right side, guarded by Sannon. Josan Sannon sees Saunders take it high and hand off to Dallin. 8-second shot clock, inner 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Foose hands off to Richie, fouled out front. Timeout on the floor. Sannon picks it up. All right, that'll be 3 on Sannon. We'll take a break. 11:21 to play here in Tempe. 67-53. Cougs have a lead of 14, and they'll have the basketball next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Jason Shepherd with a scoreboard update.
Before we get to the scores, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You are listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
All right, in Arizona tonight, Arizona Wildcats leading the Utah Utes 77-61. 2.5 minutes left in that game. And in Boise tonight, it's Boise State leading Utah State 20-14. Under 12 minutes to go in the first half. Back down to Arizona State and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
Thank you, Jason. BYU Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Well, Arizona's only had a lead of 2 points one time tonight. Came early, 5-3. So the Cougs have led essentially throughout. The Cougs have led for 27.5 minutes in Arizona State for only 28 seconds. There were no ties, 4 early lead changes. BYU by 14 right now, 67-53 with 11:21 to play. And Cougar basketball, we come back in. Arizona State, after halftime, shooting 54%. So it's a good thing that BYU shooting 60% in the second half.
I don't know what it is about the Arizona weather, but all the teams have really performed at a high level offensively. And it's just a weird game because BYU numbers look really, really good, but it just still seems a little bit flat. But BYU getting the job done here.
Richie Saunders getting the job done with 19 tonight. Inbounds to Fuseni Traore. Dallin to Richie, top of the key, three, heavy on that one. Rebound rolls out to Sannon. Arizona State coming the other way, down 14.
Looks like BYU could have had a chance at that one, just to get there.
11 even to go here in Tempe. Desert Financial Arena. Capacity 14,000. A lot of BYU fans in the stands. Driving low, Jihad right to the rim. Gets it to go and the foul. So, Arizona State doing what it's been doing all day and all night long, basically. Not really, really threatening, but always hanging around. The league's never been pushed close to 20 yet. 67-55. It's down to 12, and this can make it 11. Jihad having himself a game. That's 14. His career is a season average only 11.6.
ASU within shouting distance. All they're hoping for is to have something go right for them at the right time late in the game when that could happen. You mess around for too long, you're going to find out.
Well, Arizona State has outscored BYU by 9 points at the free throw line. Catchings to Hall. He'll jab it from the arc left, drive and kick. Trey Stewart, big three. No. And the rebound off of ASU, fortunately out of bounds. They got to call this right, and they do.
That was one of the most vicious screens, a legal screen in the backcourt on Best from Cannon Catchings. So no whistle, but he just got leveled.
Trey Stewart's missed his two threes. Leads 11. Mark, this is the weirdest 11-point lead I've ever felt maybe this season. Just strange.
Well, the offensive numbers are good, but defensively, it's not been a good game for BYU.
The numbers are the numbers, though. It's BYU comfortably in front. And that'll make it more comfortable. Trevin Nell says, I got you. Nell, 5-for-6 from deep. BYU by 14 again, 70-56. 13-for-28 are the Cougs from the three-point line.
How do you leave Trevin Nell wide open off an inbound?
The Cougs have 13 threes and 14 twos. Driving right to the hole is Ali. Takes a hit, no call. Rebound BYU. Maybe this is the time, Mark, that BYU puts that hammer down. Trey Stewart from the angle left. Right wing, or left wing, Dallin Hall. He'll drive it to the hoop.
Nice.
Send high to Trevin. Open three. Top of the key. Oh, he's fouled on it. Missed the shot, but he'll get three free throws. That's as good as a three-point make. Trevin made 3-for-3 on a fouled three, I think, Saturday in Tucson. He'll go back to the line here to make it a 17-point game for the first time.
I've never seen anyone as good as Trevin at getting three free throws off a foul on a three-point attempt.
BYU basketball presented by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Bam Bam's perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you, and Trevin missed the free throw. Come in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU's lead stays 14. Trevin can make it 60, and he's got two more tries at the free throw line. And that one's missed again. BYU, 3-for-7 at the free throw line, adding to the weirdness of the night.
Yeah, I mean, it's so strange that one of the best three-point shooters ever at BYU is not a better free throw shooter. But he does get one. He manages it in.
71-56. Cougar lead 15 with 9:55 to play. 30 of the 40 minutes have been played. Cougs by 15. Jihad high to Ali. Ali Sannon. Sannon dives down the lane right side. Right corner. Ball fake. Drive. Floater. No. Rebound. Foose on the miss by Best. Trey Stewart. Cross-court Cannon, trailer, Dallin. Dallin working the two-man game with Foose. Gets Foose as a shield, trying to hand off to Foose. And Dallin took a hit, and he's holding his eye. Uh-oh. Dallin is down and on the baseline. He is hurt. Mark, what did you see?
Well, he was trying to make a pass back because Phillips came over to Foose, but and he hit hard. Right, there's cheerleaders sitting right there. I don't think he landed cheerleaders. I think the injury came before he hit the ground. He might have got hit in the eye.
The way BYU's playing at this point in the season, the only thing that would be a hurdle is a personnel situation due to injury or otherwise, and the Cougs have been really fortunate that way after dealing with stuff in the first month or two of the season. They kind of got that out of the way, but now Dallin Hall is on the floor, on his back, and not getting up.
They're looking at his head. His eyes are where he could possibly have hit his head. Now he's up.
Help to his feet. I don't see blood, but he is a little worse for wear. He looks very woozy. And they're to the monitor to check exactly what happened here. And I don't see much, Mark. Where did he take the contact?
I think he must have got hit in the eye because there wasn't a lot of contact. Maybe just poked in the eye, and so he's a little bit fuzzy and blurry.
BYU basketball presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. This comes in a 15-point game. 9:29 to play. The Cougs this year are undefeated, 19-0, and have won 47 consecutive games when leading with 5 minutes to go. And we're 4.5 minutes away from the 5-minute mark. Now the officials having a conversation over what they've seen on the monitor. Should it be BYU ball coming out of this little break here?
Yeah,
Mark?
I think there was actually a foul called on Dallin's drive. So I think Arizona State's going to pick up a foul, and it'll be BYU underneath. That's their fifth.
Yeah, five in the second half. Flagrant one. So free throws and possession for BYU.
Well, this is something we didn't see in the replay, but apparently was it Phillips that got it?
I think they called it on Best.
Yeah, so it must have happened a little earlier than the actual, you know, Phillips was contesting the shot or trying to block Hall's shot. And Hall stays out there. So,
and he'll be shooting the free throws. So good for Dallin. Looked rough there for a couple of minutes, but Dallin is shaking it off and going to the line where BYU's 4-for-8 tonight. Arizona State 12-for-17 at the line. Another miss.
Now maybe ASU doing BYU a favor, not fouling more, because they do get to the line. It hasn't been pretty.
One for two on the trip. 72-56, BYU by 16, and that does equal the large lead of the night.
Now, Dallin's one of the tougher guys you'll meet, so if he was down that long, it must have been significant, but he's back at it.
Chance for BYU to have its new game-high lead, but it goes away on a turnover off the inbounds. Best mid-range, good.
Yeah, I think Dallin was going to go to Cannon and then thought better of it, tried to bring it back and lost control of it.
Back to 14. Dallin, defender on his hip, passes out to Trey Stewart. Trey Stewart drives, and the foul called on Stewart's drive. The shot spun out, but he'll get two free throws. Could have been a three-point play opportunity. It'll be foul number six against Arizona State, so BYU will get to the bonus on the next ASU foul. Stewart to the line. BYU's only a 50% team at the free throw line tonight. And the Cougs have been making the free throws at a better clip of late. Another miss. It's a weird night, Mark.
Yeah. Well, good news for ASU. If they don't manage to pull this one out, they're finding a couple of guys that could contribute. I think Best has been terrific. Miller's second is good.
So Trey Stewart, 1-for-2, 73-58, BYU by 15. The Cougs have led by double digits. This feels like most of the night. Sannon from the free throw line knocks down another jumper. Josan Sannon with 14.
He's another guy.
Averaging 10 a game.
He's got a beautiful little 15-footer. Most of his stuff is inside the three-point line from 15 feet.
Step back. Dallin will take that three. Stewart will pass out of it to Nell. Nell will drive the end line, find Dallin for an open three left corner, and no, and stepped out of bounds, turnover. 8:40 to go, and Arizona State can make it a 10-point game. Well, it's just a game that Kevin Young said could happen in terms of Arizona State's individual players, knowing that no one's taken their spot on the floor. And they're playing loose and easy, and a couple of guys are having a really nice night. Sannon, 14. Jihad, 15. Best, 11. Miller, 11. And again, Best had 0 points in Big 12 play until tonight.
And BYU fortunate that Miller can't go because he was hot early in this half.
He's left due to injury three times tonight. Jihad from the top takes Cannon. A reach-around strip attempt by Stewart, who's called for the foul. No, they're going to call it on Cannon. I thought it might have been Trey on the reach, but they call catchings for it, and that's foul number 6. And so both teams will be in the single bonus on the next fouls for either team. 6 apiece here in the second half. 8:20 to go, and the Cougs not out of the woods. 73-60 the lead. Not seriously threatened, but ASU just doing enough to stay in the neighborhood. You don't want it to get too much more interesting. Sannon drives hard to the hole, takes a hit, free throws. BYU's committed 18 fouls to ASU's 10 tonight.
Yeah, and then when they have gotten to the free throw line, they have not been good. 6 for 12 from the free throw line for BYU.
Meantime, these will be free throws, 18 and 19 for Arizona State. Another one good. This game's close to being interesting again, Mark. 73-61, BYU by 12 on the make by Josan Sannon. Sannon had one double-figure scoring game in his last 13 games, and he's got 15 tonight. 60 makes them both. Scored 8 points at BYU. Scored 9 points in Manhattan on Sunday. Having a night tonight. Catchings into forecourt. Baker on the arc left side. Lead down to 11. It had been 16 a minute ago. 73-62. BYU by 11. Under 8 to go. Dawson into a 3. Top of the key. Knocks it down. Dawson Baker. Shot maker. His second 3. 7 for DB. The Cougs up 14.
That was beautiful. A confident step in off the dribble 3 from Dawson.
Just don't let ASU get too close to you. And Dawson Baker widens the margin. Sannon on the arc right. Dumps it downstairs to Phillips. Foul on catchings. And it'll be free throws. 1-1 after this. 7:29 to play. As the lead gets to 14, ASU can cut it back to 12 when we come back on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. BYU tonight looking to sweep the Grand Canyon State swing. But an interesting number to come out of this two-game set. BYU's been called for 40 fouls. In the Arizona-Arizona State games, the opponents have been called for just 28, a 12-foul discrepancy between Tucson and Tempe. And tonight, BYU's fouled 19 times to ASU's 10, nearly 2-1. Now, ASU, kind of by necessity, has to stay out of foul trouble because they don't have anybody else to play. They're down in numbers. And you could argue that contributes to BYU shooting 58% from the field tonight. But by the same token, ASU shooting 56% with BYU still fouling a bunch. And the Sun Devils have taken 7 more free throws and made 8 more than BYU tonight. They'll be taking more free throws as we come back in, 1-1.
BYU sometimes can be guilty of, when there's a contest at the rim, they'll kind of bring that arm down. You can just make them shoot over the top of you. But that one, like, for instance, that one was on Cannon, just trying to post up defensively. You can call that anytime you want. A lot of these fouls are coming away from the ball.
Sean Phillips Jr. is only 2 of 4 at the line. This is a front-end situation. Needs to one make one to get a shot at 2.
It's actually a big free throw for ASU's hopes here to get this front end.
Makes it.
No problem.
13-point game, 76-63. Cougar large lead 16 on a handful of occasions, never larger. 2 for 2 on the trip. Had a big time for the Sun Devils. He's 4 of 6, 6 points on the night. BYU basketball. Cougs in forecourt, Richie Saunders with 19. One more point, he becomes the first Cougs since Yoli Childs to have 3 straight games of 20 or more. Yegor hitting the chest.
That'll be 1-1 as a foul on ASU, so I think it's going to be Yegor shooting the front end here.
Yeah, Sean Phillips picks it up. So fouls are even now, or not, pardon me, they're not even. BYU picked up its 8th a minute ago. It's 8 for BYU, 7 for ASU. So either way, it's single bonus. And Yegor, just a 66% free throw shooter.
Can they stay above 50% here? They're at 50% from the line in this one, 6 for 12.
2 points, 8 assists. No, it's a miss.
Not really even close.
BYU under 50% at the free throw line. In a game they're not really seriously yet threatened, but ASU could change that still with 7 minutes to go. Sannon is harassed and gives it up at the left elbow to Jihad. Jihad's going to cuff it, throw it wildly off the window, not close, and Yegor grabs the rebound. Kevin Young sees Yegor turn it over at the timeline. He threw ahead to Richie Saunders, and it was either mishandled or a bad pass, and BYU with 6:53 to go is still seeing ASU in the neighborhood, 76-64. What happened there?
That just led Richie. He had him streaking up the sideline, but too much on the pass from Yegor. That's turnover number 4.
At one point, he was 8 assists and 1 turnover. Now it is 8-4. 6:45 to go. 3-point shot away from a single-digit game. Instead, it's a running lay-in to make it 10. 76-66, Jihad scores easily, very easily at the rim. It's an 11-point game here. 76-65, I said 66. 76-65, it's BYU by 11. Saunders, he's been the guy to save BYU every time things get a little bit dicey. Out to Baker, lets it roll to Demon. Now Richie right corner, nice fake on Best. The push shot good, baseline floater by Richie Saunders. That's 21 for Richie, 3 consecutive games at 20 or more. The first Cougs since Yoli Childs more than 6 years ago to do it.
And Richie has to work so hard to get open, yet he still finds a way.
78-66, BYU by a dozen, 6 minutes remaining. Best, 3, strong on it. Rebound slapped by Yegor to Keba. And Keda will outlet Yegor. Yegor on the arc right side. Demon to the bump. Kicking the corner to Baker. Baker will accelerate into the lane. Get tied up. See it knocked to the floor. A tie up. The ball is loose. And what do they call a what?
They said a kick.
A kick by BYU. It'll be Arizona State basketball after all of that. 5:41 to go. BYU will lead at the 5-minute mark. And the Cougs have not lost a game all year leading at the 5-minute mark. The Cougs have won 47 in a row leading at the 5-minute mark, yet ASU just scrapping and grinding and hustling. They just got to stay within shouting distance of BYU tonight. This Arizona State team so undermanned, but have not been outclassed too much here tonight. Left wing, 3. Oh, my goodness. It's a 9-point game, Mark. Amir Ali for 3, and BYU's going to have to work to win this one. The lead, which was 16, is down to 9. 8 for Ali, 78-69, top of the key, 3. Wow. Dallin the answer, Dallin Hall! Tells the ASU crowd to quiet down. The BYU crowd, plenty loud. 81-69, what a shot. The Cougs get to the 80-point plateau with 4:59 to go. You hear the Let's Go Cougars in the background. Ali straight away to Best. 10-second shot clock. Best on the arc. Penetrate to the right block. Turnaround jumper. Good. Trevor Best, 13 points for a guy that had not scored a point in conference play before tonight.
That was a terrific shot. Richie played excellent D.
81-71. Dallin gets a step, driving kick. Richie again! Saunders, 3-pointer! 6 3-pointers for Richie! And the Cougs go up 13, 84-71. Another answer. Timeout, and we're taking it. 4:15 to go. That might be the one that puts the Sun Devils to bed. Richie Saunders, 24. 6 for 11 from 3. and it takes us to a timeout. Richie Saunders, 6 3-pointers, ties his career high. 84-71, BYU by 13, timeout on the floor. Back to Tempe after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. The Cougars have scored 80 or more in 8 of their last 9 wins, looking to make it 9 of the last 10 because they have 84 to ASU 71 with 4:15 left here in Tempe. BYU basketball brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. And speaking of Jones Paint and Glass, they sponsor our check of points in the paint. And BYU plus 6 there tonight, 24-18. BYU the paint points advantage. That's the paint point. As for the glass part, BYU out-rebounding ASU 32-25. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. Arizona State, very game tonight. Very tenacious, playing as shorthanded as they are. Think about this, Mark. ASU, after halftime, has shot 57% from the field, 50% from the arc, and have made all of their free throws. Yet BYU's kept a double-digit lead because in the second half, BYU shooting 64% from the field and 67% from the arc.
Yeah, it must be demoralizing to see Richie and Dowlin knock those down when you're playing so well.
Santana, elbow jumper miss. The Cougs do get the stop and the rebound. Richie in fourth quarter. He's got 24. Richie to the right elbow. Terminates. Finds Baker right side. Hall top side. Under 4 minutes to play. We'll take the under 4 minute media timeout on the next whistle. And there it is. So we're taking a break. It'll be BYU shooting 1-1 after this. 3:49 to go. BYU 84, ASU 71 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Richie Saunders' last three games has scored 22, 23, and 24 points. The 22 and 23 got him Big 12 Player of the Week last week, and he's picking up where he left off. Richie Saunders against Arizona State has now scored 54 points. Career high 30 back on New Year's Eve against ASU, and tonight 24. BYU as a team, by the way, has its seventh most threes in a single game in Hoops history tonight. 16 threes, 16 for 31, tied for seventh all time. Now, speaking of Richie, he's 12 for 22 from the arc against ASU this year. He's shooting 55% from the arc against this team this season.
Richie has become one of the best players, not only in the conference, but in the country, because he's got that great quick release, so accurate, around 44, 45% from three. But then he can also hit that little floater. He can get to the rim and score around the rim. And terrific defender. I mean, he just does it all. So fun to watch Richie really excel and blossom as a player.
It's his eighth Big 12 game with 20 or more. And has been just blistering the last four games. As we come back in, Kaba Cato will shoot 1-1. BYU's under 50% at the line tonight, 6 of 13. Kaba has not taken a free throw tonight. I think our score is 84-71, BYU by 13.
I think ASU, once Kaba caught it, they wanted him, but he misses that free throw.
And so Saunders knocks it out, so BYU's tough free throw night continues. 6 of 14, 43%.
We'll see if they foul Kaba again, if he touches it again next offensive possession.
It'll be another 1-1. That'll be the last 1-1. Sannon gets around Mag right to the rim, scoop and score, and the foul, chance for a three-point play. And just like that, this could be a 10-point game, Mark.
Yeah, Sannon is just having a game, man. He's a smooth player.
That's 18. He's four off a career high.
Yeah, he just wiped away one of the better shot blockers in Kaba to get. Kaba picks up the foul, so he's got three.
Consider that he had one double-figure scoring game in his last 13 games, and he goes for 18 tonight.
If BYU can't figure out the free throws, that one's missed. But
chased down by the Sun Devils.
Richie got.
Richie saved back into ASU. Now the ball's on the floor. Fight for it, and BYU, what do we have?
Timeout? Timeout.
Did BYU call it?
I think ASU got it. They called timeout. They'll keep possession.
Oh, my goodness. It's an 11-point game. 84-73. Not to belabor the point, Mark, this is the kind of game with ASU down to four players, four rotation regulars coming in, you think you might be able to kind of run away with it. Never really happened that way, at least not to this point. It's an 11-point game at 84-73. And I'm not exaggerating. They were playing an eight-man roster and lost four of those eight tonight. Came into tonight minus three and then missed another due to injury in the game. So really, they were down to a four-man regular rotation and still found a way to hang with BYU pretty much most of the night. When I say hang, you know, down between 9 and 16 kind of all night long, but it never got away from ASU.
Well, if you're a guy that gets recruited to a Big 12 school, you're a good player, and a lot of times you kind of get lost on the bench, and this is a chance to show people what you could do. You play freely. You're not worried about making a mistake, and Best has been great. Obviously, Sennin has been great. Jihad has been really good, and now they're feeling great, and so strange things could happen here because those guys are feeling confident.
3.5 to go, but a make here, and it's a single-digit game. 84-73.
And BYU's going to have to make free throws to win this game, and they have not as yet.
Best in the corner to Sannon. Back to Best straight away. Ali for three. Ooh. In and out. Looked good. Looked online. Rebound Mag. Yanks it away and kicks it ahead. And now Richie Saunders forecourt left side. 3:15 to go. The Cougs keep that double-digit lead at 84-73.
Huge miss there. I would have brought it to eight.
Dallin, man on his hip, drive, scoop, score! Dallin Hall, cleverly done with the right hand from the left side right at the rim. 86-73, BYU lead 13, Hall with 11.
Yeah, he's been huge in this second half.
Now missing a make, and that might be it. But Sannon, yes, misses the three, and there's the rebound to Dallin Hall. 86-73, Cougs in forecourt, 2:45 to go. BYU's led for 36 minutes. ASU 28 seconds tonight. In that kind of game, Hall takes a body check out front on the right wing. The final 1-1. That's team foul 9 for ASU. Both teams at 9 fouls, so both teams will be double bonus the rest of the way. Dallin Hall to the line where he is 1-for-2. And the only player who's made all of his free throws tonight is Fuseni Traore. He was 2-for-2. Everyone else who's taken a free throw has missed at least one free throw. And that's a miss. Wow. What a weird night. Again.
We're going to get Foose on a foul, too.
So loose ball foul, and that's going to be two the other way. Man alive. So not only does BYU miss a chance to add 2 points to a 13-point lead, a loose ball foul giving two free throws the other way. Instead of being +2, they could be -2.
And Hall, by the way, who's had a terrific game, hits big, big shots. I think it's really a mental issue right with his free throws right now. He doesn't have any confidence from the free throw line.
That's a miss for ASU now, so it's a little bit contagious. BYU, in a night where they have led by double digits most of the way, is shooting 40% at the free throw line.
Yeah, I think you just want to button this one up and then move on. It's been a weird night. With that said, as the free throw's good, BYU has 86 points in this game. So that's a good bad night.
86-74, perfectly set, a good bad night. And it's not really been that bad. It's just been weird, right?
Yeah.
Dallin Hall in forecourt calls timeout as he was hounded on the boundary on a double. So 30-second break. We'll stay right here with it. Yeah, I mean, BYU, you look at the end result, W probably, and see a double-digit win and just chalk it up and say, well, another night at the office. But you really credit Arizona State for, again, giving BYU a battle and never making it too easy on the Cougars tonight. Yet, every win counts the same. And, man, 5 straight wins in Big 12 play gets you to 20 for the year, sends you home for West Virginia. You get 2 of the last 3 at home. I mean, man, and as important as anything, you're a fourth-place team in the Big 12. You're tied for fourth with Iowa State tonight with a win if you can hang on here in the final 2:29.
Yeah, but like you said, I credit Arizona State. I mean, this is a team in turmoil with guys not on the team anymore, injuries, and they've really put up a great fight. I respect that. Coach Hurley's got his guys to give everything they had in this one.
And this also tonight with a win clinches a second straight winning record in Big 12 play in the Cougs' first 2 years in this league, Mark.
That is not nothing.
Richie Saunders sees an opening, drives right to the rim, and scores off the glass. 26 for Saunders. Best. Hard to the end line, guarded by the taller Yegor Demin. A yo-yo out to the right wing. Cycle Jihad to Ali. 2:10 to play. BYU's lead now 14. 88-74 is our score. Best. Elbow jumper. Front rims it. Dallin Hall the rebound. That's going to about do it, you'd think, for ASU tonight. Under two to go and a 14-point lead. And Kevin Young is going to ask for a little more clock, I think, on this possession. 150 remaining. BYU 88. Arizona State 74. Cougs on their way to 20-8. 11-6 in the Big 12. Mawut for three. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 91-74. The Cougs at the magical 90-point plateau where they're all but unbeatable. And how about this trip? 96 in Tucson, 91 in Tempe. 90 seconds to play. BYU by 17 for the first time tonight. There's that lead of larger than 16. Jihad doubled in the right block. Squeezes it up with the right hand and scores it. And timeout to Bobby Hurley, so we'll stay right here with it, 91-76. The Cougs lead 15, Richie 26 to lead all scorers. So in the two games against Arizona State, he averages 28 per game, a 30 and 26 so far, with still 1:13 to play.
Yeah, he may have liked that conference player of the week and wants another one, and he's certainly off to a great start here. How about Mawut? He hasn't had a lot of opportunities, but 2 for 2 from three from Mawut Bag. And I think getting better performances from kind of the rest of the guys in this second half. It was kind of Trevin and Richie and Foose in that first half, but everybody now really contributing. You've got 4 or 5 guys in double figures now. So nice second half.
BYU. Speaking of the nice second half, a couple numbers on that in a second, but BYU will now win its 35th consecutive game scoring 90 or more. They'll actually improve to 16-1 this year when just scoring 80 or more. This second half, Mark, 68% from the field, 70% from the three-point line. BYU now with 17 three-pointers at 17 for 32. That helps pretty well to camouflage the 3-for-11 from the free throw line in the second half.
Well, there can't be too many all-time games where BYU's made that many and shot that percentage. That's impressive.
17 threes, tied for fourth most all-time in BYU single-game history for the team.
And I'm betting that percentage is with making that many is pretty good, too.
Yeah, on high volume, 53% on the night. Outstanding. 1:13 to go. We're back in.
Let's see if ASU fouls here. Just playing hard defense. Doesn't look like they're going to foul.
Forecourt Demin, left wing. Yegor, 10 assists tonight. His second double-digit assist performance as a freshman. And now with a minute to go, the BYU fans are the ones being heard here in Tempe. They're on their feet. BYU's going to win it. The score right now, 91-76, and you can hear those fans. Dallin for three. Oh, spun out. Look good, just centrifuged out, rebound ASU. Best will race it forecourt left side. 40 seconds to go, the Coug lead 15. Best at the rim, right in front of the rim, took a hit on his way to the hoop, and now a player is down. Who's that?
I think it's Dawson.
Just want to get out of this clean. Dawson Baker takes a hard hit, and he's wiping his eyes as he gets up. So free throws, two of them the rest of the way, both ways, should there be any more fouls by ASU. Best, who's scored his first 13 points of Big 12 play in this game.
Listen, I'm not sure why he hasn't been playing. He's very quick and has a nice shot, knocks down that free throw. He seems to have all the tools.
I think he reclassified and became active just midway through league play, but still was just playing sparse seconds and no points until tonight. And makes both free throws. 6 for 6, 15 points for Trevor Best. Something Bobby Hurley can build on tonight for the rest of this year. 91-78, BYU by 13. A 7-second separation between game and shot clock. So Yeager, a slow bounce in forecourt. BYU is going to win this one. The only question now is what will the final score be? Down to 10 on the shot, 18 on the game. High screen, Richie. He'll roll, take the pass from Yegor, pass back to Demin for a straightaway three, And Yegor misses that, and so his three-point streak will come to an end at 9 games. 6 seconds to go. Best of three the other way. That's good. 91-81 should be our final score with 3 seconds to go. Best ends up with 18 on the night. That'll do it. The clock runs out. BYU 91, Arizona State 81, our final score. Post-game recap next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Desert Financial Arena in Tempe, Arizona. Final score, BYU 91, Arizona State 81. This is an Arizona State team that was down to 4 rotation regulars. And those guys grinded out 81. 11 for Miller. He left the game due to injury twice tonight. Trevor Best, who had not scored a point in conference, scored 18. 18 for San and 19 for Jihad. 8 for Ali, 7 for Phillips, getting you to 81. For BYU, 26 from the Big 12 Player of the Week, Richie Saunders. 18 for Trevin Nell. Those two were 11 for 17 from the three-point line. 13 for Hall, 10 for Traore. Then you go 8 for Cato, 7 Baker, 6 Mag, 2 for Demon. Stewart, a single point, playing and not scoring. Boscovich in 4 minutes and Catchings in 10 minutes. BYU catching fire from the three-point line tonight. 50% from three, 55% from the field. And the only downbeat number tonight was 6 of 15, 40% shooting at the free throw line. Arizona State shoots 47% field, 35% three, 73% free throw line. Cougs outboard the Sun Devils by 6, 36-30. BYU had 21 assists on 34 makes, so pretty good assist rate, above average for BYU. Arizona State 12 assists on 27 makes. A lot of guys were doing it on their own by necessity tonight. Turnovers, BYU had 11 to ASU's 9. Points off of turnovers, BYU was outscored there 20-12. Offensive rebounds, BYU 6-4, and second chance points to BYU 7-3. Bench points, BYU 31-18. Paint points, BYU 28-22. Fast break even at 16 apiece. BYU led for 38 minutes and 42 seconds. ASU led for just 28 seconds. No ties, 4 lead changes. Large lead for BYU 17. And the large lead for ASU came early. 2 points at 5-3. Mark, let's take a look at our Nu Skin data discovery brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. What do you see in the box score as a data discovery for you tonight?
Rarely do you see a team and a half shoot almost double percentage from the three-point line as they do from the free-throw line, but that's what happened, 58% from three, and that was with that Yegor miss, 7 for 12, and just 3 for 11 from the free-throw line. But that three-point shooting was the game winner tonight for BYU, and they were really, really good at it.
You wanted ASU, and your keys to the game, you wanted ASU under 32% from three. They were a little above that at 35, and you wanted to win second chance points, and BYU did 7-3 the margin there.
Yeah, not as big a factor of my keys as I thought they would be, but, you know, ASU stayed in this game by hitting big threes. I thought they were better than I expected from them given that lineup, and then the free throw line is really what kept them around to keep them within shouting distance, but couldn't shout loud enough.
All right, that'll be our post-game recap. We have much more coming up from courtside here in Tempe, but coming up next, it is Big O Tires Cougar post-game live getting underway with Jason Shepard. Back to BYU Radio for that after this. Final score, 91-81, BYU over Arizona State on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Jason Shepard.
At halftime, BYU had a 10-point lead over Arizona State. We fast forward to the end of the game. BYU wins by 10. Your final score from Desert Financial Arena, 91-81. BYU picking up the win. That's now 5 victories in a row
for your BYU Cougars. And remember, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50, that's BYU50, on the app or at papajohns.com tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer is good at any Utah location tomorrow only. All right, we're going to get you back down to the desert coming up in just a second. Do want to update you on some other action in the Big 12 Conference. Number 22, Arizona, no problem, defeating Utah tonight in Tucson, 83-66. Wildcats defeat the Utes. Also in Orlando, UCF knocks off Kansas State, 80-76. That means the Wildcats have now lost four games in a row. The first loss started right here in Provo, against the BYU Cougars. Checking in on Utah State, they are at Boise State. They have just started the second half. They trailed by 6 at the break. There is 16 minutes and 37 seconds in the second half. The lead for the Broncos is 5 at 43-38. In the Mountain West, Utah State coming into this game at 14-3, Boise State at 11-5. But again, Boise State leading the Aggies 43-38, just under 17 minutes to go in the second half. All right, after the break, we'll get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats in Tempe for more Cougar Postgame Live with Greg and Mark. Your final score, BYU 91, Arizona State 81 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back at Desert Financial Arena, Tempe, Arizona, Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with you. Fuseni Traore soon to be joining us. BYU a winner over Arizona State. Final score 91-81 tonight. The Cougs win their 20th game. They clinch a winning record in Big 12 play at 11-6, tied for fourth now with Iowa State in the Big 12 standings. Let's get to our post-game honorees on this night. We'll start with our Waystar Star of the Game, brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. And we're going with the reigning Big 12 Player of the Week, Richie Saunders. Richie tonight with 26 points, 10 of 19 from the field, 6 for 11 from the three-point line. Richie is the Waystar Star of the Game. As for the Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game, I think I want to go with Foose on this one.
He was terrific, especially early, and looked like certainly like his old self, has some vintage Foose moves down low.
All right, so Fuseni Traore, 10 points on 4 of 5. He added 4 rebounds in 19 minutes of play. Foose will be the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. Palmer's Metal Mart, the source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct, and you save money. Palmer's Metal Mart, everyone's metal store for over 30 years, proud sponsor of BYU basketball. Fuseni Traore, the Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game. We'll be chatting with Foose after this from Tempe on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU 91, Arizona State 81, tonight's final score. The Cougs hadn't been in this building since December of 2002. On that night, Travis Hansen scored 23. BYU won 64-60. Tonight, Richie Saunders scores 26, and BYU wins it by 10. The Cougs improved to 6-14 in Tempe all time. The Cougs are already 20-3 in Provo. BYU beat Arizona State on New Year's Eve, and it was like a 15-point advantage in the second half, won by 20 after leading by 5 at halftime. Here in this one, BYU led by 10 at halftime, and Arizona State played BYU even up in the second half. It stayed a 10-point game. 44-44 was the second half tally.
Yeah, it seemed like BYU would run away with it at certain points, but credit ASU. They just kept hitting big shots and threatened to get it into single digits there, but for some big shots. I know Dallin hit one, and Trevin hit a big three where it looked like ASU might get back into this. Those guys stepped up and made a big shot.
BYU won the points in the paint, as we talked about. BYU now 18-3 this season when winning the points in the paint advantage. BYU is noted as well, 35 consecutive wins when scoring 90 points or more. BYU, 27 consecutive wins now when shooting 50% or better. And BYU tonight shot 55% from the field. ASU, though, kudos to the Sun Devils. They shot 47, not a bad number at all. BYU improves to 19-1 this year when outshooting the opposition, as BYU did. The Cougs improved to 18-2 this year when out-rebounding the opposition. BYU had six more rebounds than Arizona State tonight at 36-30. BYU 17 threes, 17 for 34. And mark that 17 threes, that's the fourth, tied for the fourth most in a single game in BYU basketball history.
Yeah, the offense is clicking, man. I mean, they are playing really well. You got guys shooting at a high confidence level in Trevin Nell and Richie and Dallin and Mawood. I mean, you've got some real weapons from the three. Now, I think the defense, who was phenomenal against Kansas at home, did not play particularly well on this trip. But, man, when you have an offense that can do what BYU can do, you just – I mean, he just you're going to score enough points to win games no matter what you do defensively.
Cougs, I mentioned at halftime, we're 9-0 this year, leading by double digits at the break. The Cougs now go to 10-0 when leading by 10 or more at halftime. BYU again led 47-37 at the half and ended up winning it by that same 10-point margin. So with the win, BYU improves to 20-8 on the year, 11-6. BYU will have a winning record in Big 12 play for a second consecutive season. Two straight years in this league since joining Mark, and they went 10-8 last year. They've already surpassed last year's Big 12 win total with still three more games to go. A 20-game slate this year, of course, that was only an 18-game schedule last year. But 11-6, five games clear of 500 with three games remaining.
Yeah, what a difference. You know, 6 or 7 weeks, because BYU did not start out strong in conference, and you wondered, are they ever going to get a road win? And now they're winning every road game they play. So credit this team and this staff for how they've gotten better and figured things out and now playing at a super high level.
All right, Fuseni Traore is having a seat with us. I mentioned Fuse would be our guest on Big O Tires Cougar Postgame Live, and Fuse is popping on the headset. Fuseni Traore was our Palmer's Metal Mart Steel Man of the Game tonight with 10 points and 4 rebounds. Fuse, good to have you. I haven't talked to you in a little while. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Very,
great.
Very good. Well, this was a long trip to Arizona, but any trip with two wins is a great trip. Plus, you got to be in warm weather. How much fun did you have these last
two? Man, it was actually amazing, you know. Like, I was like, man, what are we doing in Utah, you know? Like, it was just warm the whole time, you know. Even, like, the study hall, you know, when the team was doing study hall, right in front of the pool, you know, like, we were just sitting in the sun. It was one of the best trips ever, for sure.
Not a bad place for study hall is outside.
Yeah.
And then, most important thing, you get two big wins.
It was just like the way we were just playing, you know, it's just amazing, you know, like to see how everything is just clicking, you know, like I feel like coach always stacking day every day, you know. I feel like that's what we've been doing, you know. As long as we're having fun, when it's time to focus, everybody stay locked in, you know. I feel like that's just one of the best things about this team.
Yeah, I love that. You look great out there, Foo. So this was a kind of a interesting game because Arizona State was missing a lot of players that you saw last time in Provo. And what was kind of the game plan against this different-looking ASU team tonight?
Now, we definitely know they're going to be dangerous, you know, especially the last couple of guys, you know. Like, we know, like, what we're actually getting into, you know. We just know they're just going to come play as hard as they can, you know, like, because they have nothing to lose, you know. So we were just ready to die, you know, and just execute the game plan. They actually play super well, you know.
Richie scores 22, then he scores 23, now he scores 26. What's next for Richie Saunders?
Oh, man, he's definitely going over 30 next game. That's definitely, you know, like he's just been shooting like he's in different level, you know, like he just doesn't miss, you know. Threes, nobody can stop his drive, you know. He's just like, he's the guy, you know what I'm saying?
He's been your friend for a long, long time.
Yeah.
How proud are you that he's the Big 12 Player of the Week this week?
No, I'm actually super proud. I was super proud. I did say it coming, you know, like it's just, like that just have to be one of the best feeling ever, you know. Yeah, since we started Big 12, nobody have been the Big 12 Player of the Week, you know. Like seeing him do that, that's just a lie. You know, I'm just so proud of him and happy for him, you know.
Well, Fuse, you look at, again, ASU, they only had a handful of players ready to go. You guys, on the other hand, play 11, 12 guys out there. I guess a couple questions on that. Is it hard sharing that many minutes, and is it kind of fun sharing that many minutes with your teammates?
Well, it's fun, you know, because we're just getting the job done, you know. I feel like everybody just play their part, you know, and I think that's just one of the best, you know. Like, of course, everybody want to play, you know, but seeing the team play like that, you know, like whoever coach called their name, they just come and get their job done, you know. I think that there is not a lot of team who can play 11 to 12, yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. It's actually amazing, you know, like everybody know their role and everybody just get it done, you know. It's just super cool, you know.
Finally, Foose, how does it feel to be on a team that's playing its best basketball at this time of year when March Madness is just around the corner?
Man, it's just what exactly we were wishing for, you know, and now everything is clicking. Everything is smooth, you know. We just gotta keep stacking days, just keep getting better every single day, you know.
Now we head back to the Marriott Center for West Virginia on Saturday night. We'll see you back home, Foose. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. Foose. Appreciate it so
much.
Thank you.
That is Fuseni Traore. Head coach Kevin Young is coming up next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Back at Desert Financial Arena here in Tempe, Arizona. The Cougs complete the Grand Canyon State sweep, defeating Arizona State by a final score of 91-81. Head coach Kevin Young joining us now. Courtside here in Tempe. Coach Young, congratulations on getting to 11-6 in league, 20 wins on the year, 5 straight wins in the Big 12, and clinching a winning record in a very, very, very tough conference. A lot of things to like about tonight. What did you like most?
One, just those games are hard, number one. You know, I've said it to the guys. I said it to some other folks. It took me back in time when I was in the coaching in the minor leagues and the team's 2 or 3 best players get called up or something right before the game, and now all of a sudden they got 6 or 7 guys and no one's looking over their shoulder to come out of the game. Guys are playing free. So we try to get ahead of that the best we could with our team. And, you know, games like that are hard. They're hard games. And so for us to come in and just, especially being on the road as long as we have them, I'm just happy we came in and handled things the right way, and you know, credit to them because they made it obviously difficult, but you know, our guys were able to execute, you know, down the stretch and get it done.
It did happen with a couple of guys. Sannon had one double-figure scoring game in his last 13. He goes for 18 tonight, and then Best, who hadn't scored a point in conference, gets more run, and he scores 18 and showed some skill out there. But you kind of knew that those kind of games were possible in this kind of game.
No, for sure. I mean, Sannon's he's an NBA talent. You know, he's on the draft boards. We're very familiar with his game. You know, Best, we didn't know a ton about. You know, he's young kid that reclassed and hasn't played much. But, look, give him credit, you know. A lot of times you just want opportunity, and that young man took advantage of his. But our guys were able to, you know, fight through it. And you know, had we been able to knock some free throws down the second half, you know, could have put it away a little bit sooner. But, you know, I think it's good to have to execute some things down the stretch. I thought we found a nice rhythm down the, you know, 6-7 minute mark. We're running some good offense. I thought Dallin was a real catalyst for us in the second half. You know, Yegor, I thought, got us going to start the game. You know, he ends up with 10 assists. 3-ball was he generated so many good looks for us. And obviously, you know, 17 made threes is, I think Tyson told me that's the 4th most ever for school history. So that's obviously impressive.
This has been a little bit of a long trip. I've been out on the road for quite a while now, but I know that you had certain objectives, some team-building objectives. How do you think that went, and what were some positives from this time together?
Yeah, I mean, obviously starting off with a massive win at Arizona, you know, made the days off. You know, everybody was in good spirits. And then, you know, we were able to do some cool stuff. We practiced at the Suns facility, you know, 2 days in a row, which, you know, I thought was neat for our team. You know, neat for me to be back in there as well. You know, we had a couple meals, couple team dinners and lunches and so forth. And then, you know, guys were able to kind of hang over at the hotel and just enjoy each other's company. And so I think from that standpoint, I thought it was really good.
Okay, before the break, and we're visiting with Kevin Young post-game. His team defeats ASU 91-81. Richie just keeps upping his game. That's another 20-point-plus game in Big 12 play. Scores 26, six threes, ties a career high. And every time it seemed like ASU was threatening to maybe get it to single digits, he bangs a big shot for you. I mean, he's on a heater right now.
Yeah, he's you know, the thing you love about Richie is just how he attacks every day, you know, and the way he – because of how he attacks every day, I think that really allows him to be consistent. And so, you know, it doesn't happen by chance. He's one of our most consistent workers and hardest workers. But I thought the guys did a great job of you know, getting him the ball, you know, and I thought, you know, Dallin as well made some huge, like I said before, made some huge plays down the stretch.
We'll take a break, get closing comments with Coach Kevin Young right after this. BYU a winner with a lot of blue in the stands here in Tempe. 91-81, your final. Our show is brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu. Serving sweet memories for 75 years. The BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show continues and concludes after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, the Cougs hit that magical 90-point plateau tonight. 35 consecutive wins for BYU, scoring 90 or more. 91-81, your final score here tonight at Desert Financial Arena. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant, and BYU head coach Kevin Young on the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. Let's get to our Ryan Valuation valuable stat of this game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. And it is tough to not focus on the 17 three-pointers made by BYU tonight. The Cougs outscored the Sun Devils by 27 points from the three-point line alone tonight. 17 for 34, Coach. 50% shooting on high volume. And your two big guns tonight, Richie Saunders and Trevin Nell, combined to go 11 for 17 from deep.
Yeah, I mean, they really got us off to a good start, knocking shots down, you know. Yeah, really a team effort to get those kinds of looks. You know, the way Yegor passes, the way Dallin passes, and you got bigs rolling with that kind of shooting around. You know, teams have to make a choice, and those guys were able to kind of get us going out of the gate. And then, you know, anytime you're getting that many threes, you know, you're going to have a lot of assists too. So 21 assists on 11 turnovers combined with that 17 threes. You know, I thought that was, you know, what really carried us offensively.
Coach, I like to just sit and watch Richie work away from the ball. Obviously, he's getting a lot of attention now, so defenses are trying to stop him. He works so hard to get those looks, but without giving any secrets, I mean, what are some offensive principles? What are some things that you like to do for a guy like Richie or Trevin to get them those looks? Because they just don't happen right now.
No, they don't happen. I mean, we try. You know, we talk a lot about spacing. We talk a lot about trying to get to the corners in transition. That kind of flattens the defense out, and that allows us to, you know, really, excuse me, really conceptually, we have a term called paint to great, where we try to drive the ball in the paint, play off 2 feet, and kick it out when they overhelp. And that's how a lot of those are generated. I think lately I've been doing more, you know, off-ball screening action for them, bringing them off screens. You know, Trev hit the one over there, Arizona. We hit quite a few of them tonight. You know, we had several more. So just trying to move those guys around the best we can to try to do whatever we can to get them good looks.
You know, it seems like such a long time ago. We were in Providence for the first away game of the year, and it didn't go your way. And here we flash forward, and you have a winning record on the Big 12 road now, Coach, at 5-4. In conference away games. You're 5-5 overall on the year. So many things to like, but it's such a tough league to have a winning record on the road, and now you do at 5-4 after the sweep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, seasons are learning. You know, there's a lot of learning that goes on in seasons, particularly this one, you know, where it's my first year in the college game. You know, all of our guys' first year with me, new staff and everything like that. So, you know, there's a lot of things that we've learned along the way. That Providence game, you know, has been one of the best things that has happened to us this season. We were able to, you know, learn a lot about our team And so for our guys to just continue to stay at it and continue to work, and then the thing I love is just that work has just started to breed just more and more confidence. And I'm starting to see it more and more in our guys. I'm starting to feel it more and more in our guys. And that's as a coach, that's very rewarding.
Now you get to head back home, West Virginia coming into your place on Saturday. And the Mountaineers are just a game below 500. They've won three games away from home. You know how hard it was to take care of them at their place. Great matchup coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, very good team, you know, well coached. And, you know, they got a guy, you know, who's, last I looked, he had 23-10, I think, in their last outing. You know, we did a good job on him, so I'm sure he's going to be licking his chops to play us. So we'll have a very hard task at hand with that team. And, you know, we got to just continue to, you know, approach it the right way, which our guys have. You know, they've been really diligent of trying to lock into the game plans. And that particular game, West Virginia, is very game plan, you know, heavy because of how well coached they are and the positions they put small in. So we will have our work cut out for us.
Well, as great as this long extended trip was, are you going to keep us on the road longer in Iowa next week? Just
No. If my in-laws had it their way, they would. They live in Omaha, so I got a lot of Midwest folks coming to that game, and they want us to come hang out at their spot. And I said, maybe another time.
This might be a quick in and out next week.
We'll keep it moving.
One more road trip to go before Kansas City. But, wow, Coach, five consecutive wins, too, which is the longest conference win streak for BYU in years. And to do it in a league as tough as the Big 12, kudos to all. Coach, thanks. We'll see you on the plane here in a bit.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that is Coach Kevin Young. And that will do it for BYU basketball on this Wednesday night here in Tempe, Arizona. BYU's a winner, 91-81 over the Arizona State Sun Devils. Our crew back at BYU Radio, our control board operators and editors, Seth Larson, Alec Johnson, Terry South, our coordinating producer, Jason Shepard, our studio host, Barry Squires, our coordinating engineer. And what else do we have back there? Did I get everyone, Mark?
Did you say Tyson? Because Tyson is the best.
I haven't gotten to our courtside people yet. I was just doing the BYU radio.
Don't forget Tyson.
No, now we go to courtside, and we couldn't do it without Tyson Jex, BYU Basketball Communications Director, and he'll be guesting on the Kevin Young Show tomorrow night.
If you haven't been to the Kevin Young Show, it is awesome. I've been twice, and to have Tyson Jex there, are you kidding me? You better show up.
Check my Twitter, and you can my X, and you will find the seat link to get into the show tomorrow night. Our appreciation also goes out to Doug Tamaro and Connor Smith of the Arizona State Athletic Communications side of things for their assistance. We heard from Ty Larson from the Arizona State coaching staff, thanks to their work. So we heard Coach Young pregame and postgame and Foose postgame, and just a big old broadcast for you tonight that can't happen without a lot of people doing their part. So for all of those folks, Mark, that leaves the two guys on the headset here to say so long after a long trip in Arizona. We're back to the Marriott Center on Saturday night.
Well, I think Arizona might be heaven. 85 degrees and sunny, 3 days of golf, hanging out with Greg Rubel, and a couple of amazing basketball victories. That's got to be what heaven's like. If heaven's not like that, I don't want to go. That was a super fun, great couple of days here. But there's still work to do. Still work to do. That's going to be a challenging game Saturday. You go to Iowa State for maybe a fourth place type game, and there's some work to do here. But this team is playing great basketball, and you just got to ride that until you can't ride it anymore, and enjoy it as a fan because this is fun to watch these guys.
Yeah, it'll be tough to top this trip for sure. Well, Mark, we'll see you back in town, and for all the folks we just mentioned, my name is Greg Rubel saying, once again, our final score is BYU 91, Arizona State 81. In the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Good night and so long from Tempe, Arizona.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments. By Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garf, We Hear You. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans, and welcome courtside inside Desert Financial Arena in Tempe, Arizona, as tonight the surging and now nationally ranked BYU Cougars visit the Arizona State Sun Devils. It's the second game of the Cougs' Grand Canyon State Road Swing. BYU playing to sweep the Arizona schools and extend its win streak to five games. Demet, cross-court left, a pull, fire, and score for Trevin Nell. Trevin Nell knocks down the three, and BYU takes the 3-0 lead on the first three-pointer of the game. Nell answers to give BYU back the lead, and it's 6-5, BYU by one. Trevin has all 6 points on a pair of triples. Trevin Nell lobs it up for Kada. Ooh, hammers home on the alley-oop. Trevin Nell, 2 3-pointers and an assist. Kaba Kada throws down to give BYU back the lead, 8-7. Nell hands off to Richie for three, and that's good. The Cougs are 3-for-3 from three. Richie's on the board. After missing a couple inside, he goes outside for his first three, and the Cougs take their game-high 4-point lead at 11-7. Richie Saunders on the board. Yegor gets a high screen set by Foose. A short roll to Foose. The pass out to Richie, and he knocks down the three-pointer. Richie Saunders, back-to-back threes after missing a couple around the hoop in the opening moments, and BYU takes a 7-point lead, 14-7. Rebound on the floor, collected by Nell, and BYU has numbers now, a 5-on-4. Cross-court Mihailo. Mihailo to the trailer. Richie will pull and fire and score that one. Richie Saunders with his third three-pointer, and it prompts a timeout from Bobby Hurley. Screen set by Foose. The pass goes right wing to Yegor. Back to Trevin. He'll pull and fire and score. BYU 5-for-5 from three to open the game. It's BYU by a game-high 8 now. 17-9. The Cougs can't miss outside. Husseini Traore right at the rim. Around Phillips with a scoop off the window with the right hand. Foose has his first two. The Cougs have their game-high lead equaled of 8 at 19-11. Yegor drops it off to Trevin left wing. Now Foose straddles the three-point line. Back to Nell. The pick and go. The go back to Foose. And Foose again at the window up and in. It's a little two-man game there with Trevin Nell and Husseini Traore. And Foose converts to give BYU an early 10-point lead, 21-11. BYU's 8-for-10 from the field. BYU can play that way. Essentially a second line they can bring in. Foose on a post-up. Foose from the right block to the middle. To the base, jump hook off the window, good. Husseini Traore looking good. 6-on-3-for-3, and BYU's up 23-17. The BYU fans here in the building say, Foose. Sees his defender hit the deck, no call, as the pass gets circulated to Hall, and then the make by Dallin.
Well, shocking the officials didn't call one of those. I mean, I don't hate it. I think we're a little bit floppy, but could have easily called either one.
Short jumper from Dallin Hall gives BYU back the lead of 5, 27-22. We'll drive and have an interior pass picked off. Turnover number 5, BYU in the forecourt. Mawut to the trailer, Yegor, right wing Nell. He'll try another one and get this one to go. So Trevin Nell, 4-for-5 from deep. Maybe they'll settle BYU down 31-24. The Cougs now 6-for-12 from deep. Dallin Hall drives, shows it, brings it back to his body and goes off the window. Driving lay-in for Dallin. BYU by 9 again, 36-27. Cross-court left, right to from Nell to Baker. Baker finds Richie Saunders for his 4-3 of the first half. Saunders now with a dozen. And BYU by 11 for the first time tonight, 39-28. No putting away Arizona State here in the first half. Dawson at the top into a three. Good. Dawson Baker, long two, they say. They're going to take a look at it. They're calling it a two right now. I think that's what they called. They put a three on the scoreboard. So we're going to call it 41-30. 1:20 to go till halftime. Arizona State hanging around, down 41-34. Foose gets good position, good seal and score from the left side of the rim. Well done. You mentioned Foose having a good half. That's 10 for Traore. Now Demon near the timeline with a 7-second shot clock. Yegor cross court nice. To Richie. Richie again.
Nice.
Wow. He's the guy that settles BYU down every time. 46-36, BYU by 10. The shot clock is off. Richie Saunders, a 15-point half. Remembers career high, 30 against this Arizona State team back on New Year's Eve. He's halfway there. 12 tonight. Runner off the window. Yegor, yes. That little casual stroll down the right baseline.
That was a Sunday stroll in the park. Just throw it up there.
12 is the lead for BYU for the second time at 49-37. Offensive rebound, Kaba Kada. Kaba off the window. Excellent. Stick back and score. BYU by 11, 51-40. And for Kebakeda, that's points 3 and 4. Richie steals and keeps in for BYU. Great hustle on the back check by Saunders. Nell, Demon, yeah. Lob up. Kebakeda drops it over the rim. BYU by 11. The BYU fans like that on the fast break. Yegor still on the dribble out front. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Keba sets the screen, rolls low, and dunks off the assist from Yegor. That's 8 assists to 1 turnover for Yegor Demon. Back-to-back games with 8 assists. They put a bit of a hammer down here. Richie Saunders, full acceleration, kick in the corner. Mowat for 3. Got it! 58-42. BYU Saunders the other way. BYU lead down to 11. 58-47. Nell in the corner. Fakes it, drives it, floats it, and scores it. Don't see a lot of that from Trevin. That's a nice little floater on the base left. And BYU by 13, 60-47. 60-49, lead 11, transition 3. Dallin Hall answers. Dallin Hall with his first three-pointer of the night. And the Cougs up 14, 63-49. Richie on the arc left, sees an opening, shows it, drives it, scores it with the foul.
There you go.
A three-point play chance coming up for Richie Saunders. 17, his first two of the second half. Great body control to hang back on the left post and hit it. Strip steal. Richie coming into forecourt. Richie down the barrel. Richie to the rim. Drives it up and in. Layup good. Richie Saunders on a run out. And the Cougs up 16, equaling the game high lead. Saunders now 19.
The Gazelle just running down the floor. So beautiful.
The numbers are the numbers, though. It's BYU comfortably in front. And that'll make it more comfortable. Trevin Nell says, I got you. Nell, 5-for-6 from deep. BYU by 14 again. 70-56. Dawson into a three, top of the key, knocks it down. Dawson Baker, shot maker, his second three, 7 for DB. The Cougs up 14. Out to Baker, lets it roll to Demon. Now Richie right corner, nice fake on Best. The push shot good, baseline floater by Richie Saunders. That's 21 for Richie, 3 consecutive games at 20 or more. The first Cougs since Yoli Childs more than 6 years ago to do it. 78-69, top of the key, 3. Wow. Down on the answer, Dallin Hall! Tells the ASU crowd to quiet down. The BYU crowd plenty loud. 81-69. What a shot. Dallin, man on his hip, drive. Scoop score! Dallin Hall. Cleverly done with the right hand from the left side right at the rim. 86-73. BYU lead 13. Hall with 11. Richie Saunders sees an opening. Drives right to the rim. And scores off the glass. 26 for Saunders. Mowat for 3. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 91-74, the Cougs at the magical 90-point plateau where they're all but unbeatable. And how about this trip? 96 in Tucson, 91 in Tempe. With 3 seconds to go, Best ends up with 18 on the night. That'll do it. The clock runs out. BYU 91, Arizona State 81, our final score.